Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome
to the Day Door.
Everybody, welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. This is Ask Dadon Advice Mondays, and got a really good show for y'all tonight. This is a topic that it's been a while since I've been so excited to do a show. You know what I mean? This is a topic that so many, if not all, single black women are going to be able to relate to. This is something that is plaguing America. This is something that is, in my opinion, the number one reason why so many successful black women are single and having a hard time being found by an elite man. What we're going to be talking about tonight is women who are in love with, still have feelings for, having sex with their ex-boyfriends. You know what I mean? And it's not a, you know, it's not a politically correct show to do, but it's something that, you know, needs to be talked about. A lot of people, they think that they can just go out and date and, you know, go out to these clubs and, you know, give their numbers out and be treated chivalrously and be wined and dined and, you know, with a quote-unquote good guy. But when they get done with that, they make a couple of calls. They send some text messages out to an ex-boyfriend. And a lot of women, they don't understand what that those actions, you know, what effect they have on them in their lives. So we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the effects of that. We're going to talk about women who do it. Another thing we're going to do tonight, we're going to take the song Still in Love with My Ex by Miss Kelly Rowland, and we're going to, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. You know what I mean? Many of you may have heard it. You know, she has a beautiful voice, obviously, of Destiny's Child. We're going to talk about, I'm going to let you guys hear that song. I posted it on Facebook, but I'm going to play it here tonight, and we're going to break down the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about, because, and I don't think I've ever, to be honest with y'all, came up with a show outline this detailed. I mean, I'm literally going to break down each of the lines in that song, and because it, you know, it's a classic song that illustrates, you know, the process, and it's a real song, it's an honest song, and a lot of women are going to be able to relate to it, because while they're not bad people, they have done certain things that play a huge role in them not being taken seriously by men. So that's tonight's show. It's going to, I'm telling y'all right now, FYI, it's going to be one of the best shows, one of the most knowledgeable, you know what I mean, things you guys have probably ever heard in regards to relationships. So if you guys have questions, or we've been getting a lot of audience participation, a lot of callers from around the country, from around the world showing love, just calling in to share their stories, and as a result of hearing certain information, they just couldn't keep quiet on. So if that's you, definitely feel free to give us a call, 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad, and we can get it in. My co-host Gerald is going to be joining us momentarily, and I know he's very passionate about this as well. I'm not saying that, you know, you guys can't have some fun. I'm not, you know, but if your goal, you know, I know everybody has needs. Everybody has certain ones. You know, I know what it's like to be with somebody for 2-3 years, to be comfortable with them, to be, you know, just comfortable. And you know, it's lonely out here. It's cold out here. You know what I mean? People get a little lonely on a Friday night, and you don't necessarily want to go, you know, just call up any old body. So what do? You call up, you know, somebody who's familiar to you. And I'm not knocking that. But if you aspire to have love, if you want to have a relationship, if you really want that life you've always dreamed of, we're going to talk to you about how detrimental that those actions can be. So we're going to get into it. And I want to jump into it pretty soon, too. I don't even want to take a lot of time just because there's so much to talk about. But I cannot start the show without talking to y'all real quick about last night's show. Many of you tuned in. Thank you for that. We did a special live Sunday night show. It's probably one of only 2 or 3 times in the past we've ever done an actual live show on a Sunday night. So if you guys were expecting a rerun last night, you were definitely disappointed, and you should check out the archives at DeDonTolbert.com, because what we did was we talked about sex and the black church, and we talked about how many pastors around the country are avoiding certain subjects. The media is avoiding certain subjects. Certain quote-unquote relationship experts are avoiding certain subjects just because they don't want to alienate their female audience. But certain things need to be discussed. And we talked about it, and last night's show was being called a very good show. I can't keep saying that one of the best, because I think that even in the last couple of months, we've elevated, we've stepped our game up, so to speak. And, you know, that's just what you're going to get used to hearing over, you know, these next several, I mean, from now on, to be honest with you. So I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Again, if you missed it, all shows can actually be downloaded on iTunes for free. You can check out the archives at DeDonTolbert.com. Shout out to everybody who's been asking me about my new CD that I have coming out. I'm about to be unleashing the cover pretty soon. It's actually entitled How to Win the Heart of an Elite Man in 10 Days or Less. And it's just going to be a CD with about 10 tracks on it, on pretty much all the things you need to do to win the heart of an elite man. Not these, you know, average guys, but to take yourself out of the single category and to position yourselves to be looked at in a way that a man has never looked at a woman before. I expect this to be extremely successful just because that's every woman's dream. Who doesn't want to be one day married by the best possible man, by the man of their dreams? I'm going to tell you how to do it in 10 days or less. So look out for the cover. Look out for more details on exactly when it will be released. But just wanted to put it out there. It is coming, and it's going to change the world. Now, also, if you got a lot of people over the weekend have been hitting me up to do these sessions, you know, I'm here for y'all. If you guys need, you know, you need help, you need advice, definitely feel free to hit me up at 855-55-DEDON. We can do, you know, set up a 60-minute coaching session. We can set up several. I also have an option or a feature available where you guys can have 24-hour-a-day access to me if that's what you guys feel like you need. You're in a lot of these people, y'all, a lot of y'all going through hell with some of these guys. At any moment, some 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, something might go down. You need somebody, okay, what's going on? What is he doing? Hit me up. So we'll talk about that. Hit me up, AskDeDon at Gmail or 855-55-DEDON. That's what's going on. Let's get into it, though. You know, I see you guys listening via the phones. I see some people in the chat room logged in. Shout out to you guys. One thing I want to start tonight's show off with is this. I posted something on Facebook saying that, you know, having an emotional wall caused by past hurt and heartbreak will cause women to play games. It will cause women to have an attitude, and it will more often than not cause the great men of the world to delete you out of their phones if you even get into them at all. Leaving the past in the past is the only way to ensure that you have room in your heart for true love to find its way in. And, I mean, I don't know how to be more real than that. You know, a lot of y'all walk around here with these attitudes, these, you know, these walls up, these guards up, you know, and a lot of y'all have heard men tell you, well, you're kind of unapproachable. You know, that's why I didn't say anything to you. Well, that, you know, that is not just a coincidence. A lot of you, it's not how you look. It may just be your aura. It's the aura of emotional unavailability. It's like people, a lot of guys don't even want to be bothered with you, so they don't say anything to you. And you're trying to figure out what it is. But what that is, you're carrying around this hurt from your ex-boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? You're still having sex with your ex-boyfriends, knowing that it's not going anywhere. You're engaged in a purely sexual situation. That's enough to depress somebody. Sex is a sin. Sin is something that separates you from God and puts you into a dark place, just so y'all know. You know what I mean? Like, these, you know, it's not a happy place when you're just having casual sex. If you really think about it, y'all know that. It may be cool in the moment, but afterwards you feel dark and you feel lonely, and it's almost like a depression. Everybody wants that happy place, that love, the cuddling afterwards. So, you know, tonight's show is really, you know, right along the lines of that, is leaving the past in the past. A lot of women, you know, they're with these guys for, you know, 4 or 5 years, 2, 3 years, and, you break up, and you know, maybe if you have a falling out, so you have that anger, F you, no, F you, get the hell out, slam the door, this and that, all that, you know, you go through that whole thing. But then that anger has a way of turning into loneliness and sadness, and then you start missing that person. You start thinking about, you forget about why y'all actually broke up. You start thinking about, you know, you start thinking about the good times, what was so great about the relationship at its best times. And that's when the text message comes. That's when you let these guys back in. That's when y'all get into the sex. And then at that point is when you realize, like, damn, okay, that's why we broke up. That's why I kicked this nigga out. Okay, you know what I mean? But you're still, you know, having sex, you're still fulfilling one sexual need, but your emotional needs are not being met. That is a depressing place. So when you meet a good guy, you know, your possible or potential future husband, you give him the attitude, you give him the wall, you give him the guard because of what your ex did to you. So it's just so y'all know, that whole sex with the ex, you know, not just does it render you emotionally unavailable, but it will really depress you and cause you to come off as a really negative individual. I've met women, had one conversation with them, I can be like, okay, to myself, I wouldn't say this to them, but, you know, okay, you're still dealing with your ex, you know, and it's not hard to tell if you know what to look for, as many elite men do. So just so you know, ladies, that these are things that are being assessed about you and determined just from casual conversations. Now, another thing, and I mentioned this the other night, and I just want to kind of reiterate this, you know, before we get into tonight's topic or get deeper into it, because this is all related. I said last night, as we were talking about sex in the church, you know, I'll just read it. I said, both leaving and getting over a dead-end relationship are two of the hardest things to do. You know what I mean? Family, friends, relationship experts can only do so much. But at some point, you have to trust and ask God for the strength to leave and stay going. God helps those who help themselves. And with tonight's show, many of you, it's like you're really struggling with it. I coach many of you on a daily basis on this exact thing. You're struggling with having sex with your ex. You know, and I mean, I'm only coaching a handful of you, but we know that most women in today's society are getting it in, you know. So you got to, if you really want help, I can't really help you, but so much, at the end of the day, you're going to have to pray about it and have God take away that sexual desire from you. So I just want to throw that out there. Many of you can relate. If you feel like you have something to add, or you can, you know, a lot of you have been calling in to share your stories, and it's really been helping a lot of people. Like, somebody just hit me up today saying, wow, Dayton, I could really relate to that woman who called in the other night. So you know, you guys can be like a support system for each other. But because most women are dealing with that sexual connection and just can't seem to break it. We get a lot of positive feedback. There's some negative feedback, but I like to read it all. And this is something that, you know, one woman wrote in, and I'll read a couple of these. But one woman said, "Dadon, I absolutely positively love your show. And although I'm a newcomer, keep up the good work, and I can't wait to tune in tonight." So I thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. I see you over there. A lot of people are new. I cannot stress enough, you know, you don't want to just not get caught up on some of these past shows. Words cannot express some of the knowledge, some of the information. You know, this show is not seven nights a week for no reason. You know what I mean? There needs to be 8 days, 9 days to fit all these classic episodes in that will really change your life. So I would encourage you, just pick a show. Pick any show in the last, it doesn't matter, 5, 3 months, 2 months, any show. Go to the archives, pick any show. Guarantee it will contain some life-changing information. Another young woman wrote in. She said, "Hey, Dadon," she said, "I'm a fairly new listener, but I must say that you and your co-host, Gerald, have completely opened my eyes to the truth about dating and relationships. The advice that you give is most definitely empowering, and I could not be more grateful to you. There are times when loneliness and an idle mind kick in, and I feel the urge to call a quote-unquote old squeeze, otherwise known as jump off, you know what I'm saying, booty call, whatever it is. But I fight it just by listening to one of your shows, and then reality sets back in that he's not an elite man, and that is what I deserve. I keep it moving. I have a question that I'd like to ask you. Where is a good place for meeting single elite men? Is it something that you just have to stumble upon by chance?" Let me answer that, because at the end of the day, this is Ask Dadon Advice Mondays, and I want to take some time just to answer specific questions from you guys. One of the things that y'all have to realize is that, you know, you're going to get those temptations, those urges, that feeling of lonely. I just got finished talking about that. If you guys tuned into the beat, that's what I was just saying. You know what I mean? This woman just wrote this in today. She said there were times when loneliness and an idle mind kick in. Friday night, nothing on TV, nothing to do. Friends are all booed up. You know, what do? You have that urge to make that call. But, you know, that's not what you deserve. It's not what you want. It's not. He doesn't want you. And at the end of the day, you don't want him. You're just using each other. It's not hurting him. Because just let y'all know. Y'all notice I don't really. Men have their own issues, which we'll talk about. But you very rarely hear me talk about emotionally unavailable men. You know why? Because that's really something. Not saying that there aren't emotionally unavailable men out there, but it's not something that's going to prevent us from being able to get a woman that we want to get. Emotional unavailability, it'll cause other problems, but emotional unavailability is really something that is going to limit and hinder your chances, women, of being found by an elite man. So just so you know, don't worry about the men. Just worry about yourselves, and you guys will be okay. But so, and you know, I say this all the time. Never settle for less than you want to deserve. Don't settle for lust when you really want love. You know what I'm saying? Don't settle for, contentment when you really want commitment. You know what I'm saying? And this is all, you know, we talk about this stuff every night. So just never settle. I've never settled for anything in my life, and I will never start. And you shouldn't either. Why are you settling for a man with 3 kids when you know you really don't want to date? You want to date somebody with no kids. Why are you settling for a drug dealer when you really want an elite man? You know, I'm just saying, don't settle. Don't settle for something for less than you want to deserve. I would be by myself till the day I die before I settle for a woman that I didn't truly love or want. So just keep that stuff in mind. Now, as far as you know, elite men, she's got the wrong. I mean, I love the question, but she's got the wrong idea. She says, where's a good place for meeting single elite men? Or is it just something that has to happen by chance? Well, it's actually neither of the two. It's definitely not something that happens by chance. I don't believe in chance, actually. Everything is happens for a reason. Everything is going to be ordained by God to me. But I'll start with the first question at first. She says, where's a good place to meet single elite men? Well, it doesn't matter where you go or what you do. It matters who you are. If you're a great woman who has a wonderful personality, you respect your body, you know, you are emotionally available, you're comfortable in your own skin. I mean, it's really those first three things, to be honest with you. If you have those three things, which unfortunately most black women do not have, that's why most, 72%, are single, because most don't have those three basic things. But once you have those three things, that is when these elite men start coming out of the woodwork. You know what I'm saying? That's when they start, because they're looking. We're looking. I was looking. We're all looking for women with those three things. Because we cannot find them, you know, that's when the other stuff happens, which is unfortunate. So, you know, it's not something that you have to go looking for. You don't have to, I can't say, go to the bar, go to church, go to, you know, you can meet an elite man on MySpace. You can meet an elite man on Facebook. You can meet an elite man at church. You can meet an elite man in the supermarket, walking down the street. It doesn't matter. We will find you. All you have to do is focus on being the best woman that you can, and that's what it's going to be. My co-host, Gerald Howard, is here. Gerald, you heard the question. What advice would you give to this young woman? It was a great question, actually.
It definitely was. And, you know, it's not much that I can add to it. I mean, you pretty much summed it up perfectly, Data. You know, I will start off by saying, she said something that really struck me. She said she feels empowered by the advice given on this show. And you know, that's very, I mean, that means a lot to me, because that's what this show is all about, empowering women, helping them to understand exactly what it is that they deserve out of, exactly what to look for in a great man, exactly how they should be treated. So, you know, that was something that really stuck out to me, that she feels empowered by the advice given by you and myself. So that's wonderful. But as far as you said, as far as, you know, where does she find elite men, I mean, it's nothing else I can add to it. You just have to be the best woman. Make yourself accessible. When you come across a man who you know is not, you know, what you're looking for, don't settle. Don't waste your time on men who aren't worthy of your time, because that's when that elite man misses you, because he doesn't see you for how great you truly are. So, you know, just be a great woman. Make yourself accessible. It doesn't matter where. As long as you're out and about, you're smiling, you're being beautiful on the inside and out, I mean, that elite man will eventually find you.
Right, and that's really what it's all about, guys. This is what I want to do, you know, and I mean, we'll do a little, if we have time at the end of the show, we'll get into some more Ask Data on Advice questions, because I think that one was, it was definitely good. It wasn't even really a question so much as it was just her feedback and letting us know what she thought about the show, so I do appreciate that. But I want to jump into tonight's show, tonight's topic. I want to play this song for y'all, and if you know somebody, man, or really, post a link. Share the link on your pages, because everybody needs to hear this. This is something that so many women, I mean, you would all be remiss by not sharing this information that you're about to get. Seriously, we're about to really break down some things and introduce you to just a totally new perspective on why women have a problem being found by elite men. Even women who, like the young woman who just wrote in, I mean, I don't know her, but I'm sure if I said, you know, are you single, you know, she'd probably say yes. But I say, are you celibate, you know, most likely the answer would be a little bit different. She'd probably say no, you know, and that's what's going on in most cases out here. Joe, I mean, do you think that's a true statement that most, you know, that 72% are single but not celibate? Would you think that's a fair assessment?
I do, Dayton. It's more people having sex than not having sex. More women are having sex than not having sex. You know, and it all boils down to wanting that love however you can get it. You're not getting what you truly want as far as love is concerned but you're okay with just having it for a moment, feeling love, satisfying a man. But when it's all said and done, you shouldn't be satisfying him. You should be satisfying yourself. And in most cases, when you give your body away like that, you're only satisfying him. You're not truly satisfying what you want in the long run.
Right, and that's what it is. It's very temporary. You know, I mean, many people, like I use the analogy of alcohol as relates to casual sex last week. And, I mean, a lot of people like to drink, but being drunk and drinking is temporary. Temporary high, you know, temporary pleasure, buzz, you know what I mean? How long does that last? How long does sex last? You know, just like you get drunk and you get a hangover, you feel bad afterwards. You know, there are all types of repercussions that come with casual sex, you know, with the ex-boyfriend. Let me just break something down for y'all, ladies. These men, you know, think about it. Like, when we want something, I just got to, you know, introduce this to y'all real quick. If a man wants something, y'all know how persistent we can be. We see some rims, we see a car, we see anything that we want, we go after it. Most men, the type of man you want is going to be ambitious. So if these men have been with you for, say, a year, 2 years, 3 years, loving you and doing all types of things, you were his lady claiming you, and then y'all break up, but you're still in love with him, you're still, you know, feeling comfortable having sex with him, but he's comfortable having sex with you, and that's it, like he's not really, you know, trying to get you back like that, you need to understand that the reason for that is, one, because he just doesn't want you. Two, if he doesn't want you, that means that he wants somebody else or is interested in somebody else or the idea of having multiple other people. So you would be wise to think that he's having sex with other women. So you guys have to realize, I mean, I'm not knocking y'all, but you do what you do. But if you're having sex with an ex and you figure if it's been y'all been together for 3, 4 years, 5 years, that condom came off a long time ago. You're letting this dude hit it raw. Now, that was you because you felt comfortable y'all were in a committed relationship. But why do you still feel comfortable having sex with him raw now that y'all are broken up? And it's just a question. I don't know. Maybe you have your own. I'm not a woman, so I can't really relate to that. But to me, that wouldn't be smart because you figure if he's having sex with you and there's no commitment, why wouldn't he have sex with other women? I mean, most likely he's enjoying his freedom. That's why, you know, so many black women have HIV. That's why it's the number one killer, because the situation is exactly what we're talking about right now. You know, y'all are letting him hit it raw, and he's going out there. He's been with you on lockdown for 2, 3 years. Now it's like, oh, my God, free at last. Let me go get some all the ass that I can. So now he's going back into that dog stage, but he's still having sex with you on the side, and you're cool with it. You know, so it's unfortunate, but it's 100% true. Joe, I mean, I'm sure you see that every day.
And it's so common, Dadon. I mean, it's so many good women out here who aren't what a man would call a hoe. I mean, everybody who has HIV, everybody who eventually contracts AIDS, every woman, it's not because they're a hoe. A lot of times, you know, they may have been with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 partners in their whole entire life, but they ran across that one man who's been with 50 partners, 100 partners, been having unprotected sex with them for the longest. They break up, go through that stage where, you know what, we're broken up, but we're still having sex. That they assume that that man is only having sex with them because they may just get back together. But ladies have to understand, when you break up with a man, you know, while you may not go out right away and have sex with somebody else, in most cases, breaking up means breaking up to him all the way. I mean, he'll still have sex with you, but as they done said, that's freedom for him. So he's going out and he's, you know, making up for lost time, having sex with other women. He's been having unprotected sex with you for however many months, years in some cases. He's not just going to be feeling comfortable putting a condom right back on like that. So a lot of times he says, you know what, she looks like she's clean. She seems to be a good girl. I can have sex with her unprotected. And another man thought the same thing about the same young lady. She probably has a disease she doesn't know anything about. He has unprotected sex with her. He comes back and has unprotected sex with you. You've only been with two men in your whole life, and now you have an STD. HIV, whatever the case may be. And, I mean, what can you do from that point on? So you just have to be educated, and you have to prevent certain things like that. Understand, when you break up with a man, 9 times out of 10, he's going to be having sex with somebody else, even if it's 2 days later. 2 days after the breakup, he's having sex with somebody else.
Right. I mean, it's like I've used this analogy before. It's like you're taking a huge risk. You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, preach to y'all or whatever like that, but the reality is you would not go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City and empty your bank account and put everything on black. It's going to be either black or red, sometimes green, but most likely either black or red. You would not put all your money that you have in this world on black and hope that that ball goes around the roulette wheel and lands on black. Nobody in their right mind would do that. I know I wouldn't, you know, or maybe I would, but I used to gamble pretty heavy. I don't know. But I'm just saying, somebody in their right mind would not do that. So why would you take that type of chance that he has not contracted something, that you don't, you know what I'm saying? That's your life. Why would you do that? Yet, many people do. You know what I mean? So just think about that. Next time you're letting your ex hit, you know, just know he's having sex with somebody else and you are taking your life into your own hands. Just want to throw that out there. Let's take a couple of calls real quick, and then I'm going to play this song, we're talking about the physical aspect of it right now, but this is where it gets so deep. We're really about to get into the emotional aspect of it and the thought process. That's why y'all haven't heard anything yet, just to let y'all know, but we're really about to break down some stuff. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. See a call from the 601 area code. Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show.
What's going on, Dadon?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, I got one of my lady friends from class on, you know, listening to the show, so this her phone. I was just putting up on game.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. That's good looking out, man. What she think so far?
Oh, well, we just tuned in, so I hope she'll stay tuned and come in on the show.
All right, that's what's up, man. Y'all keep listening, because this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to play this song that's the foundation of tonight's show, which is the title of tonight's show. I'm Still in Love with My Ex. I've been playing some of my all-time favorite songs on the show and turning them into lessons, you know what I mean? And this is going to be one of the best lessons y'all ever hear tonight. This is Kelly Rowland, Still in Love with My Ex. Please listen to the words of this song. It has a great melody, nice beat. You know, but really listen to what she's saying, and then afterwards, Gerald and I are going to break down the meanings of what she's saying and analyze them so you guys will understand definitively once and for all exactly why the vast majority of women in today's society are having problems being taken seriously and found by elite men. Here it is. Listen, and we'll be right back.
I never thought that we would break up for the better. Should have never made the promises to each other. So many things I should have said that you didn't know. Coming in from a past with a heavy load. But I knew that you were a good man. Gave me love, you were faithful, it showed on my skin. I know that questions in your mind you don't understand. So the words of this song, I want to answer them honestly. Conversation with the shoulder I can lean on anytime I'm feeling stressed. Good love and this, the perfect soldier. Was about to say I do.
Saying sorry is the hardest part.
From makeups to breakups, his and her Jacob. Me and Moore got issues galore.
Sure.
It was all good, good. When it was all good, good. Now I'm reading no love letters. See, my homies looking at me like, you know better. But I'm reminiscing, so I have to consider. Did she go off for me? Yeah. Take a charge for me? Yeah. Turn her head when the mother hoes is calling me? Yeah. I can't lie. When she left, she took a part of me. Part of me wanna beg, but part of me can't part. Is she?
Nope.
Call it foolish pride, but shit, who am I? I made my mistakes, put my dirt to the side. Every time we meet, I see the hurt in the eyes. Cause I'm an ex-friend, ex-homie, ex-lover. Lovers got the phone calls, voicemails, etc. Try to keep the rain, forget the day I ever met you.
I'm stretching my mind, trying to figure it out. Stretching my mind. Thought I was happy, but I'm having trying to help. Figure it out. Think about the answer and I'm making it.
All right, everybody, that was Still in Love with My Ex by Kelly Rowland. And, you know what I'm saying, yeah, it was a nice song, right? Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all may not have heard that song. I don't believe she released it as a single or anything like that. But it's still a very good song nonetheless. And I want to talk about it. I want to break it down. I want to – she said a lot in that song. I took some of the most detailed notes, came up with one of the most comprehensive outlines in the history of me doing this show, and we're going to talk about it. Gerald, anything jump out at you just from hearing that song? Had you heard that song before?
And I've only heard it about once or twice, and you're right, it definitely is a very nice song. And, you know, I guess the thing that jumped out the most was her talking about the good conversation and the good sex and, you know, still being cool with the family and whatnot. And, you know, when you're in that deep, when you have that type of relationship where you pretty much know that you're the future Mrs. whatever his last name is, when you pretty much made up in your mind, in your heart, that this is your husband, you're going to be his wife. I mean, that's where she was with that song. And that's something that's hard to get over. And it can mess you up 5, 10 years later. You're still thinking about that man, wondering, what if? And you're messing up everything that could be because you're living in that what if mode.
Right, right. That what-if mode is crazy. Like you said, there's some women that stays with them forever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you said, 5, 10 years down the line, it's still women from my past hitting me up, talking about, thinking about what if, talking about some what's up. Ain't nothing up. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nothing up then. You know what I'm saying? In fact, tomorrow night's show, just a little teaser, tomorrow on the barbershop, we're going to be discussing, do nice guys finish last? Why is it true that black women do not like nice guys? You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about that. A lot of times, you know, women will be willing to date a certain type of guy at a certain time in their life. But, you know, later on, their priorities become a little bit different. The things that they're willing to accept become a little bit different. But when y'all were 24, 23, you weren't checking for the nice guys, the educated guys. Y'all wanted those thugs. And, you know, every black man in the history of this world has at least one story of a woman he's dated who, you know, overlooked him because he was a quote-unquote nice guy. I got a million of them. Gerald has some. We all, but we're not, you know, we're not sweating and we weren't pressed. But, you know, don't get it twisted. But it taught us a lesson, you know, nonetheless. So tomorrow night's show, just so y'all know, we're going to be talking about that. But this, you know, now we don't know in the song what exactly was going on, but obviously she's still in love with her ex. We don't know too much about this other guy. But what we do know is that this good man, I'm not going to call him an elite man, but we're going to say this man, who she identifies as being a good man, had all the qualities that she looked for in a man. And she even did her little checks. She said honesty, check. Conversation, check. He was a shoulder I could lean on, check. You know, meaning supportive, had her back, all that stuff, check. You know what I'm saying? He was the perfect soldier. What does that mean? Well, many of you remember the Destiny's Child song, Soldier, I Need a Soldier. He's that thug, got the thug qualities, the protector, got the swagger, the pretty boy looks, but at the same time, he's no punk and all that stuff. That's what women want. He had that. Check. You know what I'm saying? As Gerald mentioned, he had the good love in it. Check. Meaning the sex was good. He blew that back out. Check. You know, gave me all the things I wanted. Check. That's what she said. Now, if I did a poll on Facebook and asked everybody, what qualities would a man need to have for you to look at him as your future husband and you to be interested in him, I'm pretty sure your list would sound similar to Kelly Rowland's list. Y'all have a whole bunch of checks, right? But, why? I mean, you would think that she would have the perfect guy, but she was still in love with her ex. Wow. As this is, if y'all don't see how deep this is, I don't know what to tell y'all. Judd, how crazy, all those qualities and these women, most women, it's not just Kelly Rowland, but it's most women have been in this same exact situation where they had all these checks related to a certain man, but were still having sex with the ex-boyfriends. Why?
I mean, that's it, man. That sex, that emotional connection, that soul tie. And that's how it normally is. I mean, obviously, it didn't work out with your ex. So he ended up being the wrong man for you. For whatever reason, whether it was your fault, his fault, I mean, he ended up being the wrong man. And you've already built this connection with a man who wasn't meant for you, who isn't going to be for you. And now, it's pretty much like we were talking about on last night's show, when God is trying to send the man into your life who is for you, who he wants for you, the man that you actually need, not just want. You're still in love with the man that you want to be loving. You're still in love with the man that you've given your body to, you've given your heart to. And, you know, it just messes you up in the future for a man who would love you, who would respect you, who would treat you exactly how you want to be treated, who has all those qualities. But your heart and mind are so far gone, man, you can't even see it.
Right, right, which is unfortunate. And what this really means is, I mean, let's just look at it, you know, let's do the little, obviously the night before Christmas or whatever the hell that freaking story, that story is, you know, they always play where the ghost of Christmas past and present, future and all that. Well, let's take a little journey to the future. You know what I mean? Let's walk down memory lane a little bit and, you know, see, she was with this guy for years. She, you know, obviously, they, you know, they had their differences. They broke up, and for certain reasons, you know, and they broke up, but she decided she couldn't just walk away. So what happens? She continues to have sex with him. Let's just say he gets her pregnant. You know what I mean? In this jump off situation, they're still, you know, having unprotected sex. So now she has a baby on the way. She's tied to this guy for forever. You know, and now she's a single mom because she's not getting back with him. Man, that's never been an issue. It wasn't, okay, let's get back together. It's just, let's just get this sex in all crazy, you know what I mean, to fulfill each other's sexual needs. So it's not an issue of am I or am I not going to be with this dude, because that's, you know, you don't want to be with him, and he doesn't want to be with you. So why would you sacrifice a man who gives you honesty, conversation, a shoulder you can lean on, the perfect soldier, good loving, you know what I mean? All the things you wanted. The family is, you know, you ain't good with the family. His family loves you. Your family loves him. But you just can't let him go. Can anybody relate? Is anybody brave enough to call in? And y'all don't have to. I'm not knocking if you don't, you know what I mean? But is anybody brave enough to say, you know what, I can relate? I'm still having sex with my... I mean, you're all anonymous. Everybody, y'all know how we get there. Nobody's on blast. But, you know, seriously, because everyone listening is listening because most likely they can relate or could relate at some time. You know what I mean? So let's start being honest with yourselves. 646-200-0036. I don't think anybody will call in and be honest. You know what I mean? We all know how many people listen to the show. I don't think not one woman will say, you know what, yes, I was Kelly Rowland in that song. But maybe somebody proved me wrong. We'll see what happens. Next thing I wanted to, you know, touch on, she says, I shouldn't have gone from one situation to the next. I'm still in love with my ex. And let's talk about that line. I had that line highlighted for a reason. And what a lot of women do is they are going through hell with these guys. They are so, I mean, I'm talking about going through the phones, going through voicemails, checking emails, logging into Facebook, hacking into Twitter. I mean, y'all know what y'all, I mean, and then when the stuff finally hits the fan, it's like, all right, F you, no F you, get the hell out of my life. All right, that's it. And that's how it usually ends. But because you listen to your girlfriends who are single most likely, you say, oh, come on, girl, go out with us, and I got this guy for you. I'm going to take you, I'm going to help you get your mind off, and I'm going to introduce you to my boyfriends or my jump offs. He's finally got a friend who's checking for you, but you was all booed up. So now that you're single, I'm going to put you down with him. I'm going to, come on, we all going to go out on Friday night. Okay, yeah, that seems like a good idea. Yeah, great idea. You just get out of a horrible relationship, and that's the following fight. Let's go out on a date with somebody else. Great idea. You know what I mean? I mean, who comes up with this stuff? But that's what most women do. So she, and then most likely, this guy is going to be a breath of fresh air. You're going to overlook a lot of the red flags that should be obvious to you, but because you're so pissed off, because he's saying all the right things, he's doing all the right things, you're just going to say, what the hell? Who remembers when Angela Bassett's husband left her after 15, 16 years in Waiting to Exhale? What did she do that same freaking night? Who saw Waiting to Exhale? What did she do? She went out with her girls. Who remembers? Because a lot of people have selective memory about this movie. She broke up with him, or he left her. She went, she cut off all her hair. She went out with Whitney Houston, all the rest of them chicks, you know, and what'd they tell her to do? Go get you some, girl. You know what I mean? She went over. She danced with a guy, a married man. Now, I'm not talking about Wesley Snipes. I'm talking about the bar scene when they were in the club. That man was married. She went home, and she had sex with him. She went home with him, and wherever, they got it in that same night. Angela Bassett became a hoe, a freak. She made herself up. You know what I'm saying? And it's, she got smutted out. Why? Because she went from one situation to the next. Now, people, I guess her girlfriends thought that would be a good idea. I guess they thought that would make her feel better. But did it, if you saw the movie, did it make her feel better? No, she was even more depressed after that. She was miserable. She was a miserable individual. Then she, you know, went and did whatever with Wesley Snipes and just went and burned all his stuff. She was in a state of rage. That is what happens when you go from one situation to the next and you're still in love with your ex. Wow, this stuff is deep, man. Seriously, Joe, how about that?
Man, absolutely crazy, Dayon. And that's why it's so important to take the time to heal. Because when you don't take the time to heal, all you do is make more mistakes. All you do is hurt yourself more. And in some cases, you hurt another person who doesn't deserve to be hurt. Pretty much like the song says. I mean, she's with a man now who probably absolutely adores her. And she's still in love with somebody from her past because she never took the time to heal. Now she's having sex with a new man trying to get over the old man, and she knows it's not right. Now, so she's wasting her time, she's wasting his time, and she's putting herself in danger. Because, I mean, we can only speculate, but everybody knows somebody who's dealt with a man who is not right in the head all the way. You played with his heart, whatever, he ends up doing something crazy. Or vice versa, the Steve McNeil situation. I mean, you can't continue to play with people's hearts and people's minds and expect everything to just be kosher all the time. So you have to look at it in so many different ways. They could be wrong, they could be crazy, but you could be dead. All because, you know what, you were in a situation where you weren't really mentally or emotionally ready for it in the first place. Take the time to heal.
You got to. You really have no choice. Like Gerald said, I mean, it's just you're wasting your own time. You're going to be alone either on the back end or on the front end. But be clear, the stuff will hit the fan eventually, so you might as well do it the right way. You go through something, just chill, be by yourself, get your mind right, get your emotions right, Otherwise, you're just going to attract the liars, the dogs, the players who are going to dog you anyway and then leave you single. But the difference is you'll be, you know, it'll be a little bit later in life. You know, you'll have wasted, you know, 5-10 years of your life or they in these losers when you should have just did it from when you were 23. I know women who are 35, really, still emotionally unavailable from something that happened when they were 21. Never took the time to heal, been dating ever since, you know, and been attracting the same type of losers ever since. Why? Because they never dealt with their emotions. Emotionally unavailable women attract dogs, guys who only want you for sex, guys who will cheat on you, guys who will play you, they will manipulate you, they will cheat. All that stuff is what happens. That's your future. If you do what we're talking about, I guarantee you those are the types of men you will run into. And you'll be like, well, why? I'm telling you why right now. It's not hard to understand. Now, the next thing I want to get into, you know, and I don't want to like, move too fast past this stuff. If you break up with somebody and then you immediately start dating, you know what I'm saying? It will not end well for you. Don't listen to your single girlfriends encouraging you to do that. Now, the next thing she says is in this song was, and I'm quoting, these are straight from the song, these are from a woman's perspective. You know what I mean? I'm just spitting it out. As she says, I knew you were faithful. It showed on my hand. Now, what she's talking about is this guy, let's just say we're talking about Kelly Rowland. We don't know that specifically, but let's just say we're talking about Kelly Rowland, you know, millionaire, multimillionaire, very successful. You know, he got a pretty big ring. You're dealing with a pretty successful guy. You know, he bought her a big ring. He said, your faithfulness, your commitment to me, it showed on my hand. So that, I mean, I bought a ring. I've gone ring shopping. I know what goes into, you know, buying a ring. It's not a, you know, if you see my wife's ring maybe on Facebook or different, you know, places, I mean, you know, when we buy a ring, we're going to buy a ring that is indicative of us. It's a reflection of our feelings and how we view that woman. So we're not buying no small ring. We're not going to buy something that's going to make people say, oh, dang, they dying is cheap. So my point is, we got to really love you to put that type of money and that type of commitment into you. So this guy was looking at Kelly Rowland as being his future, being his all. We're not going to put down thousands of dollars, sometimes millions of dollars in money on something to be temporary. He saw her as his future, his everything, his all. And she was still in love with her ex. He bought her a very expensive ring. And she's saying, I'm still in love with my ex. Joe, how would you feel if that happened to you?
Man, I'd be pissed as hell, man. And like you said, you put a lot of thought into that. You put a lot of planning into that. I mean, it's not every day that you're going to ask somebody to marry you. I mean, some men go 10, 15 years after they're out of school without proposing to somebody. So for a man to, you know, get on his knee, propose to you, put a ring on your finger, I mean, that says a lot about you as a woman. There's a lot of women listening right now who have never been proposed to. So you know how hard it is to find a man, you know, to have a man find you, excuse me, who is even worthy of accepting his proposal. So if you find a man who you care about enough to say yes, he's a good enough man for me to say yes, I'm going to be his wife, and you play those types of games because you're in love with somebody who, and let's talk about the ex for a second, you're still in love with somebody who has moved on, who is with others, somebody who may still have feelings for you, but at this point in time, they're more about sex than anything. Because if he still loved you, if he was still in love with you, if he still felt the way about you that you feel about him, he'd be with you. There is no way in the world that he wouldn't make it work. But he doesn't feel that way about you anymore. He'll still have sex with you. He'll still say, I love you after you have sex with him. But he's moved on with his life. He'll never say, you know what, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend again, or let's spend the rest of our life together. So you're still thinking about this man when there's a man who says, I love you, I want to show you and prove it to you and spend the rest of my life with you. And you messed that up for somebody who's already moved on with his life. It makes absolutely no sense.
It really doesn't. It makes no sense. And like Gerald said, see, you guys aren't, you know, this whole act like a lady thing, like a man thing, like, that's where it really comes in. Y'all, it's impossible, but if you were ever going to be able to do that, you know, you guys got to understand, when we want you, we will have you, or we'll die trying. You heard 50 say, get rich or die trying? Like, that's what we will do when it comes to a woman, if we want you. But if these men are comfortable just hitting it every once in a while, calling you up like, hey, what's up, you know, knowing what you, you know, that you may be going out on dates, you may have moved on, you know, but you're still, you're, in fact, you're even doing things trying to make him jealous, you know, but you can't make a man jealous who doesn't care about you. If a man only wants you for sex, you're trying to throw another man in his face, that doesn't do anything. So just know that you're not making him jealous, because he's still you're actually giving him what he wants. You're allowing him to remove any emotional connection and just enjoy you in a sexual way. So it really would be best for you just to walk away from the situation altogether, make that clean break. Now, so he got the ring, and she says straight up, she says, "I knew you were a good man. I was about to say I do, but I was a mess." And that's exactly, I mean, how many women are dealing with these men? See, well, let me just preface this real quick. Before we go any further, let's just stop. This is not an elite man we're talking about here. All right? This is, and it's almost a moot point, what we're talking about. As deep as this show is, it really is irrelevant in the grand scheme of things, because we encourage you guys not to date men like this anyway. We only encourage you to date elite men, because those are the only relationships that are going to work out at the end of the day. So this man is not an elite man, because any elite man is going to be able to sense when a woman is still in love with her ex, she's having sex with her ex, she's still not over her ex. That's actually one of the first things that elite men are going to pick up about you. So really, if you think about it, this whole show is irrelevant. It's going to be one of the best shows ever. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't make it shouldn't matter, because ideally, you guys would not be dating men who could not recognize that you guys are still in love with your exes. Perfect example, I ran into multiple women in my life who were still in love with their exes. It was something that was seen within the first couple conversations. If anything, definitely the first date, and so I fell back. No harm, no foul. I mean, I just kept it moving, you know. I mean, that's the politically correct answer. I won't get into what happened some of the times that I found that out, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you definitively that it didn't lead to any type of relationship or nothing significant, and that's just being real, you know. So it is what it is. Now, I mean, Joe, you know how it is. Keep it real, man. Are these women real? Because we'd like to be able to say that it's just not going to go anywhere. But the reality is, these men will still have sex with you, ladies. I mean, just so you know, they will still play that role. You're still having sex with the ex, but these men will still say and do. That's why that whole 90-day rule thing, guess what? We know you're still in love with the ex. We'll stick around for 90 days. Well, that's why I'm saying to you, let me just say something real quick. Before I go, my bad, just, you know, kind of off the topic, but I posted something on Facebook today. I said, be very wary of men who call themselves relationship experts, okay? Be very wary of that, because anybody that calls himself an expert who has not lived or cannot relate to certain things, you know, you can't just write a book or several books or have doctorates or degrees, then all of a sudden you're an expert on something, you know what I mean? And this is one of the fundamental flaws with the 90-day rule, and this is where it really becomes an issue, is when we're talking about this whole ex thing. Because a lot of times when we want something, we got to play it cool. We got to play our hand just right, just like a poker hand. You do one thing wrong, it's a wrap. You got to play it perfectly. And if you do, then you win. And, you know, if you're dating a woman who just got out of a relationship, you already know she's still caught up. You know, you already know you're going to have to take your time, but goddamn, she has a fat ass. Damn it, she's sexy as hell, and I'm going to hit that. That's what you already got that in your mind, that you're going to hit it. So you got to do what you got to do. Do y'all think that these men would not wait 90 days? And I know this isn't the time and the place for that, but seriously, I swear to y'all, if I can't get through, they don't take my calls over. If I would love to ask Steve Harvey this, he won't come on the show, nothing. We've had a lot of celebrities. Steve doesn't want any parts. But if you get in touch with him, you happen to get there, just ask. You know, what do you do when men just want to hit it and they're an old school player, not somebody like you, but who's actually willing to wait for you, you know what I'm saying, play their cards right with you for 90 days, 120 days, whatever it is, meanwhile having sex with all these other women on the side, and then just when the time is right, have sex with you after a couple months or, you know, 6 months, whatever it is. What I really want, because the 90-day rule is very popular. If you have an answer to that, let me know, because to me, it doesn't make sense. But I don't know. Gerald, what about you? What do you think?
You're right, Don. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you know as well as I know, how ruthless men can be. And women should know better than anybody else, because they know from firsthand experience. I mean, how many women have dealt with a man who will say to their face, baby, I love you, I care about you, and they know good and well that they don't really love them, they don't really care. I mean, they're just words. I mean, it's easy to say, tell somebody, I love you. It's easy to tell somebody, I like you, I want to be with you. Now, women are saying, no, it's not easy for us to say that. It's not easy. Most women can't just look at a man and say, I love you. But trust and believe, just because a man says, I love you, just because a man says, I care about you, doesn't mean he really does. To most men, they're just words. They can say it easily. They don't know many men who can do it. I know many men who do it. They say, I love you. They have sex with you. And then, you know, it's like, okay, I erased her phone number. I changed my phone number. She probably only had the prepaid number in the first place. So once the minutes go out on this one, there is no, she doesn't even exist anymore. You have to be much smarter than that. That whole 90-day rule and all that crap, I mean, that's what it is, a bunch of crap. And men lie every single day. You have to do what it takes to protect yourself. You have to be smarter than to just hear the words, I love you, I care about you, I want to be with you, and think that this is going to be happily ever after. And that's foolishness.
Right, right. And people, like, I'm not a hater. Like, people say, well, they don't, why are you always talking about Steve Harvey? You know, it's not that I have a problem with Steve Harvey. It's that I have a problem with ridiculous advice that is hurting women. Because I told y'all last night I'm about to have a little daughter. I would be mad as hell, probably ready to fight somebody, you know what I mean, who told, you know, my daughter, hey, look, if you do this, then this will happen, and then the exact opposite. And then she comes back crying to me, hey, Daddy, guess what this guy did? Look what this guy did to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not cool. You know what I mean? Just for a couple dollars. This stuff is serious. This isn't a game. It's not a money man. This is people's lives. This is hurting women. You say, look, you know, wait 90 days, and that's a good sign that you got a good man. Nah, that's how you get yourself hurt. So just wanted to throw that out there, man. It's not about hating. It's about, you know, cleaning up people's messes, you know what I mean? So, but back to the topic at hand, you know, let's just keep it moving, because we could talk about that all night. She goes into in the song, I thought I was happy, but I'm having second thoughts. I mean, now let's just talk about that for a second. You know, a lot of women, y'all know that when you're dealing with a new guy, you know that you're not happy. You know that you're not truly interested in this guy. You know that even though your ex was a piece of crap, this new guy could not hold a candle to him. So if that's the case, why are you going out with him? Why are you wasting his time? Well, some of y'all said, well, what's wrong with going out? Why can't we just be friends? Now, come on. I wasn't born yesterday. Nobody's stupid. You know darn well this guy does not want to be your friend. He's not trying to take you out, spend $70 on a meal just to be your friend. He's interested in you, and you're leading him on. Why are y'all leading these men on? If you know that you're not interested in him, just let him be, and be by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Why waste his time? You know what I mean? You let somebody buy you a ring, spend thousands of dollars on you, and you even said yourself, I thought I was happy, but now I'm having second thoughts? You knew you weren't happy. She said one of my favorite lines in the song, and she said, I wasn't ready when I said that I loved you. Well, God damn it, why did you say it then? I mean, seriously, why would you say it? Why not just not say anything? Why play that role? Why front about it? Just be real. You said I wasn't ready when I said that I loved you. I don't get it. Joe, why do you think women say that they love these men when they know that darn well that they do? We know why men do it, but why do women do it?
Just that security, Dayton, that security blanket. I mean, because women know just as well as we know that there are a shortage of good men. So when you do come across one, I mean, who has a check damn near everything except for taking the place of her ex, I mean, she knows this is a great man. Oh, I mean, why would I let him go? Why would I let him, know that I'm not ready at this point in time? And what it all boils down to is, and she's using this person. And women don't want to look at it that way. They want to say, well, you know, she just needs to get over her ex, but this, she'll make this man happy. But honestly, if you love somebody else while you're with this man, I mean, you'll never be able to truly make him happy. God forbid he finds out, you know, about what was going on, how you were feeling, and then your relationship is going to be hell the rest of the way if he ever found something like that out. So, I mean, you have to look at it for what it really is. If you're still in love with somebody else, you truly need to get over that person before you try and love somebody else.
Right. I mean, and that's the only way to do it. You know what I mean? Let's go to the phone lines, man. Like I said, I'll open up the phone lines. The phone lines are always open. Y'all can always call in. Actually, somebody in the chat room, let me just, before we go to the line, somebody in the chat room, they said, I'm actually willing to admit that I have a bad habit of going back to my exes, believing the BS that they told me. But in the back of my mind, I knew they were not serious. I was just hoping I was wrong. That's one of the most honest statements that we've heard. I knew they were not serious about me. I was just hoping I was wrong. So a lot of y'all know deep down that these men don't want you, but you're just hoping that the sex will change them. You're hoping y'all can rekindle whatever it is that y'all had back in the day. But the reality is, you know, you're not wrong, and they don't want you. So, I mean, just don't fool yourself. Don't pretend. You weren't ready when you said that you loved them. Don't say it. Tomorrow night show, we're going to be talking about nice guys who finish us. We're going to be talking about the poor fool who wasted all his money, wasted his time on this emotionally unavailable chick. We're going to be talking about how nice guys finish last, and we're going to talk about the origins of the dog stage. Oh, this tomorrow. If you think Sunday was good, you think tonight is good, wait until you hear tomorrow night's show. I swear to God, y'all want to listen to this show every single night of the week because, I mean, the knowledge that's being put forth is crazy. We're going to be talking about, because a lot of y'all just see the aftermath. Y'all just see the end result. You see the dog. You meet the dog. But what happened to make him a dog? Because a lot of these quote-unquote dogs or men in the dog stage were at one point nice guys who got their hearts broken, similar to what this chick did to him. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what's going to happen to this guy? And you'll hear, we're going to break down, his name is Young Texas in the song. He spits a nice little verse. We'll go back to, because he's mad as hell. So what do you think how do you think he's going to treat the next woman he dates? Probably not so good, right? But yet this was a man who, if we scroll back up a little bit through my notes, you know what I'm saying? A man who was honest, had great conversation. He was a shoulder to lean on. He was the perfect soldier, the good loving, gave me all the things I wanted. But guess what? All that's out the window. Now he's going into the dog stage. Gerald, you know just as well as I do how some of these stages start.
Man, that's how it starts on so many occasions. And the thing is, before he dogs the next woman, he'll dog the woman that he's with first. He'll make her pay for how she hurt him. And she'll be thinking, oh, well, he must not have been a good man in the first place. Maybe I had him pegged wrong. When in all honesty, I mean, he's just, you know, venting. He's trying to hurt her and make her feel some of the pain he's felt. So, I mean, it's a crazy cycle. I mean, most of these dogs, not most of them, I'll say quite a bit of them, a good 25% of these dogs. I mean, at one point in time, they were dudes who were actually wanting to settle down, wanting to be with only one woman, but they got their hearts broken, and now, you know, they don't know how to trust. They don't really know how to love. They don't know how to give their all to any one woman. And before they get that back where they can actually love and be faithful, but they're going to make a lot of women pay for one woman's mistake in the meantime.
Right, that's it. Which is, again, very unfortunate, but it does happen. Somebody hit me up, and you know what they told me? They said, Daydon, and she was, I respect her. I really respect her. She said, you know what, Daydon, I can't mess with you like that. She said, I tuned into your show one time, a couple of times, actually, and I thought that you were just some type of chauvinist, some type of just asshole degrading and putting down women, but I actually heard what you were talking about, you and your co-host, and she said, man, I couldn't say anything. I had to delete you off Facebook. I had to stop listening to the show because you were speaking, it hit too deep. She said, I thought it was just going to be something entertaining, but this isn't entertainment. You listen, you know this isn't entertainment. This is hitting you in the gut, in the soul. You know what I'm saying? This is life-changing stuff. And unless you're really ready to change your life, you might as well just, you know, turn your speakers off. Go back to surfing the net. Do whatever you were going to do. Because, I mean, this is real stuff right here, man. This is like, this is the answer to everything. You know what I mean? Now I just wanted to throw that out there because this is real life, man. Share this if you know somebody who's really ready and needs to have their life changed. Where are we at, man? She said, one thing that I just want to throw into, she said, I was with you, but my heart wouldn't let him go. Damn, I mean, that's some deep stuff right there. I was with you, but my heart wouldn't let him go. Man, that's just a bad situation. No man wants to be in that situation. You know, what are you doing? You're with a guy, you're having sex with a guy, you know, but your heart is with another man, so you're yearning and longing for somebody, but while you're laid up with somebody at night or on a Saturday night going to church with somebody and your heart wouldn't let them go, you know, I mean, that's some tough stuff to swallow. I mean, but yet it happened. This is real life. This isn't just a song. None of this stuff we talk about is just, you know, a song. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to see a call from the 347 area code. Welcome to the Daydon Tolbert Show.
Hey, can I just give a Daydon Tolbert Show testimony, like how you guys have changed my life?
Oh, man, please do.
Okay, so I have to admit that I wasted $24 before hearing your show, and I did buy Steve Harvey's book because I am a sucker for titles, and I figured, okay, so Steve Harvey's black, and, you know, I want a black man, so let me read this. And I'm pulling out my copy, which I have not touched in forever. There are no notes. I didn't highlight anything. And I don't even know. I think I stumbled across your show because I listened to the literary show, the AAMBC or something, and that your show was advertised on Blog Talk Radio on her site. And I listened to your show, and it was the first time that I ever stopped and I said, those are the type of black men that I like. Like, that's what's up. So they're talking about how to get men like them. Finally, I'm hearing it. And I remembered not buying Steve Harvey's book because he was the kind of man that I wanted. I was just like, okay, maybe he's speaking for all black men. But what I noticed about how I was when I listened to your show, I could be driving. I would try and look to find a napkin to write down you know, whatever you guys were saying on it. It was just furiously taking notes because not only was it about men, but it was about changing from within. And as I'm looking at Steve Harvey's book, nothing in there is about being a better woman. And your show is, to me, authentic because it's about being a better person and being a better woman, not just, you know, a couple of tricks to kind of trap a man, which to me is what Steve Harvey's book is like. So I don't think you're a hater. I feel like I haven't picked up this book. I haven't learned anything from it. But from your show, I've learned how to be a better woman. I feel like a better woman. And I want to take all of your advice and apply it, because what I've applied so far has changed my life significantly. And because my goal is to have the prize, you know, a great man, which I do not consider Steve Harvey a great man. I'm sorry, it sounds like hate, but I'm just like, that's never been the type of guy that I've ever wanted. The conversations that you guys have, the mindset that you have, just the way that you all carry yourself is completely different. And I was like, that's finally it. It was bingo, light bulb, that's it. So I need to listen to them. And it has changed my life, because you guys talk about how to change the inside as a woman. This book talks about, Steve Harvey's book is just like a couple of traps. You know, the whole rule thing, which has gotten us nowhere. It really kind of comes across as a game-playing thing. But the significant, the telling thing is the books that are significant to me are the ones that I highlight, are the notes that I take when I'm scrambling in the car to find a napkin to write on, when I'm just, like, writing on anything I can, when I'm downloading your podcasts and just listening and soaking it in, when I'm reading your posts. That, to me, shows that I'm learning something and that it is transforming me. So, I don't know. This is the best show that I've ever heard, and I just feel like it's from God, because it's just been really significant in changing my life. I can't speak for anybody else, but it has changed me, and I would recommend it to my, if I ever had children, I would recommend that my daughter listens and just learns, because you guys keep it so real, and I'm so, so blessed by it.
Wow, thank you so much. Let everybody know where you're calling in from.
I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Well, thank you so much for the kind words, and just thank you for listening, and thank you for getting it, and thank you for not being afraid to self-reflect and self-examine. One thing that you said, that's what it's all about. It's no gimmicks. We don't have any catchphrases, no games, no foolishness. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about being the best woman that you can be, and once you do that, great things will happen. My mom always used to tell me, great things happen to great people. You know, I've been hearing that for the last 30 years. You know what I mean? And that's 100% true. If you're a great woman, you will be seen and be found by a great man. It's that simple. But I genuinely, with everything, thank you. If I only touch one person in that way, it's a lot more than that. But if it was just one, I would continue doing exactly what I do, exactly how I do it, because that's the intent. That is the intended result. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with the world. Gerald, you're a big part of that as well, man. What do you have to say to our caller?
I mean, all I can really say is thank you as well, Daydon. I mean, this is a young lady who wants to be a great woman, and she is already on that path. She may be a great woman already, I mean, but she definitely wants to be a great woman, and because of that, I mean, she'll have a great man in her life. I mean, all I can really say is thank you. I mean, very flattered and humbled by all of her kind words.
I'm very humbled. But let me just say something. And we're going to get back into it. Let me just say something. Nobody on this show, Gerald has no reason to hate on anybody. Believe me, I have no reason to hate Steve Harvey, anybody else. In fact, I'm all about supporting. Look, go buy Steve Harvey's book. Please do. I encourage you. Please go, because I know Steve Harvey does a lot of great things in the community, a lot of scholarships fund, a lot of mentorship things. A lot of positive things come from his work. Don't get it twisted. So in that respect, I encourage you to support. Now, on the flip side, I encourage you to support. Just read the book. You said you haven't opened it. Read it, because that just makes me look good. You know what I mean? Listen to the number one relationship book in the world. Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. I don't know the numbers that this new book is doing, Straight Talk, No Chaser. I'm very confident. Go get the book. Read it. Let me know what you think. And then listen to one show. Pick a show. And then tell me what's up. You tell me, you know what I mean, what's what. And that's what, you know what I mean? So please support Steve Harvey. I'm not a hater at all. Because my thing is, when you're secure in yourself, I have blinders on. I don't see anybody else. I don't care what he's doing or what anybody else is doing. The success, they already know where I'm going, and you should too. So I'm not worried about any of that. But I, as far as the advice, you know, listen, hear it, because it needs to be heard. But it, and then listen to us, and then you make your own decision on what you need to do. I'll put it like that. Let's do this. I think this is a good time for a quick break. We're going to play a couple commercials, pay a couple bills. When we come back, all right, we're going to finish off Kelly Rowland's aspect of things, and then we're going to flip it, and we're going to dissect Young Texas's verse, where he talks about he gives the man in this situation a voice. And I have a whole bunch of notes that are going to really help you explain how men think and how men feel when they're in the midst of these types of situations, and, you know, even in the aftermath of these types of situations. So it's going to be a really good second half of this show. Quick 30-second break. I see some calls. You guys all hold on. We'll take some calls, 646-200-0366. If you don't want to listen to the commercials right now, you call 1-855-55-DATON. You leave me a voicemail if you're saying, you know what, I heard that young woman, I want that to be my testimony, I want to change my life. Call that number. We'll set up a 60-minute session and take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Dayton Tolbert Show is sponsored in part by Rapunzel, the future of hair. If you're not happy with the hair you were born with, worry no more. Let Rapunzel show you how to experience the hair you were born to love without hiding it under weaves, wigs, or braids. You too can have long, healthy hair past your shoulders. Let Rapunzel help you let down your hair. For more information about our products, please call 1-800-818-3397 or visit RapunzelTheFutureOfHair.com. The Dayton Tolbert Show is sponsored in part by Tiffany Wainwright of Remax Access. Are you tired of renting and want to finally own your first home? First-time homebuyers are eligible for various grants, which equals free money. Homeowners, are you looking to sell your home? Contact Tiffany Wainwright for all your real estate needs. Stop renting and start owning today. Tiffany Wainwright of Remax Access can be contacted at 215-400-2632. Once again, that's 215-400-2632.
The Dayton Tolbert Show is sponsored by Dynamite Pest Control in Philadelphia. Dynamite Pest Control kills anything that hops, skips, jumps, or flies. They service residential, commercial, and industrial establishments for roaches, mice, rats, bees, wasps, carpenter ants, termites, bats, squirrels, moles, raccoons, skunks, snakes, and even bed bugs. Dynamite Pest Control is licensed and insured in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and also sells do-it-yourself supplies. To schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-278-0054 or visit them online at dynamite-pestcontrol.com.
All right, everybody, what's up? We're back. This is Ask Dayton Advice Mondays, okay? You know, we're in the midst of a very good show. We'll just put it mildly, you know what I mean? If you've been listening, we heard a little bit earlier in the show, Kelly Rowland's classic song, Still in Love with My Ex, and we're currently breaking down all of the little intricacies of the song, you know what I mean? Everything, every word, every lyric, and it's really, you know, it's been pretty informative thus far. Let me just finish her off. You know what I mean? She said a lot. I thought I was happy, but I'm having second thoughts. Another thing, she said, I was with you, but my heart wouldn't let him go. The next thing she says immediately after this, that is, my family said, Kelly, he's the one for you. Let's talk about that for a quick second. You know, if other people who know you best, your family, your friends, and they're like, look, Kelly, I mean, Tamika, Shante, whatever your name is, yo, dude, we know you, we love you, this is the man for you, you know, and she's saying, my family said he's the one for you, but yet she still is going back to somebody who's lied, who's cheated, who's dogged her out, left her high and dry, all for that emotional sexual connection? You know, that just doesn't. She said, I know your family loves me. The man whose heart you're about to break, his family loves you. She said, I know your family loves me, and I love them too. Wow. I mean, you love the family of the man whose heart you're about to break. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to leave. You can't leave your ex alone. Joe, how deep is that?
Crazy, Dayton. I mean, the sad thing is so many women experience this. You know? And, again, she's having that what if with a man who is her ex. But think about it. Eventually she's going to have a what if moment with this man, this good man that she's letting go. She's going to be wondering and she's going to be thinking to herself, you know, what if I had stayed with this man who actually loved me? What if I had been a good woman to him? What if I had let my ex go? And that what if about that good man is going to hurt her so much more than the what if about her ex. Because, see, she's going to look at this good man later on in life and say, you know what, that's what I wanted all along. That's who God had for me. And she's going to regret it.
Oh, yeah. They all do. They all, you know, you all will regret it. If you can relate, you know, it's not, this isn't something that's going to work out positively or in your favor. You will regret it if, at, you know, at some point. One of the things she says, this is probably one of the most ridiculous lines of the whole song. She says, I'm so sorry for the pain that I put you through, but you shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. I mean, oh, isn't she a little poet? You know what I mean? Making stuff rhyme and, you know, talking about breaking somebody's heart. I mean, I'm so sorry for the pain that I put you through. You shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. Ladies, how many men have you put through pain? How many good men have you dated who have loved you, who have bought rings for you, have given their all to you, but you were still having sex with their boyfriend? How many men have you gone out with and the bill came to 50, 60, 70 bucks, you know what I mean? And immediately after he dropped you off, you sent a text, I'm back at the crib, come through. Don't act like you haven't done that, because you know how I know? Because I've gotten that text message to come over. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up when you're back at the crib, you know what I mean, from your date. What kind of, I mean, seriously, who does that? Who does that? Gerald, have you ever been that guy getting the text after some poor fool spent all his hard-earned weekly, you know, paycheck on date night with a woman he perceived to be possibly wifey, and then you came over and smashed it off? Unbeknownst to him. Have you ever been that guy?
I hate to admit it, but I mean, I have been that guy, and I have been that ex who she's still in love with, and you know, she's dating, calls herself wanting to be with somebody else, but at the same token, I mean, I knew that she loved me. I knew that she cared about me. I knew that I could come over whenever I wanted to. I knew that I could leave. And I knew that I was doing her wrongly. And I knew I was taking advantage of her love. But I continued to do it. And that's why I can speak on this with such conviction as to what men actually will do, how they do, because I've done it. And I understand now things that I didn't know then. But it doesn't change her life. I mean, it doesn't change the fact that, you know, she's still single. She had good men coming at her, but she still wanted to be with me. And that that's wrong. And it doesn't have to be you. It didn't have to be her. It was my fault as well, but it was her life. It was her fault even more because she had to take care of herself first and foremost. But she was too busy trying to take care of me, somebody who didn't truly love her the way that she loved me. So, I mean, I know what men do. I've been that man.
Let me just say something. Did y'all hear what Gerald just said? He's been that man. You see some of these guys claiming to be relationship experts, 80 years old, talking about some, I'm a relationship expert. Now, I'm not going to call Gerald Howard an expert. I'm not going to call myself a relationship expert. But if ever there was somebody, you know what I'm saying? We are very qualified, more qualified than anybody You know, because he's, as he said, Gerald has been that man. How, who better else to tell you what the man you're dealing with is going to do, you know what I mean, other than someone who's actually done it? I have been that man. I've had women who's, who I've been their first, you know what I'm saying? And I was their source of emotional unavailability. I've been that ex, that guy that they were in love with, who they were trying so desperately to get me out of their life. But guess what? I had that hold, and that hold would not be broken, you know? So, yes, they were trying to go on other dates, but I was like, look, man, let me know when you get done with it. Now, did I want to be with those women? No. But they, did they still have an emotional and sexual connection with me? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So believe me, we know what we're talking about. You know, I'm not, not, I don't know anyone else personally, but I think we can all agree. You've never heard anybody keep it this real and to make it this known that we know what we're talking about. You know what I mean? So don't, you know, don't debate with us. Don't argue with us. Don't try to disprove us, because everything we talk about, whether here or on Facebook, I know me, I've done. Gerald has done. Dre has done. Eric has done. You know what I'm saying? That's why tomorrow's Barbershop Talk Tuesday is going to be so powerful, because we've done this stuff. That the, what am I saying? The men you guys are dating or want to date, have dated, all that, we've done it. So take advantage of us. AskDaton at Gmail. You know, call us up, 646-200-0366. Call me privately, 855-55-DATON. Get in touch with us, however, you know what I mean? I see a couple calls. There's more to this. We're going to talk about it more, but let's take some calls. I see a call from Philly, 267. Welcome to the Daton Tolbert Show. Are you there, Philly, 267-516? Are you okay? Maybe you just want to listen in. All right, man, this is what we're going to do, man. Let's keep it moving. But like I said, anybody wants to call in, just hit the number one. If not, you can, you know, no problem listening. I see you guys in the chat room. Shout out to you guys. I know your family loves me, and I love them too. That, I still can't get over that, man. That's pretty. How can you love someone's family when you're doing their son or their brother wrong? You know what I'm saying? I'm so sorry for the pain that I put you through. You shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. I don't know what I want. You're confused now. Many women are confused now, but they won't be confused when they're 35 with no kids. Y'all be damn sure that you want a good man when you're 35 with two kids. Ain't no confusion when you're 32. Ain't no, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Do I want my ex? Do I want the bad guy? Do I want the nice guy? No, ain't all that confusion goes away real fast, you know what I'm saying, once you hit 30 and you're finding it harder and harder to, you know, to meet these guys, and you're looking for a father to, you know, to little Johnny. It's no confusion then, but when everything is all good, when there's no kids, when it's 20 pounds lighter, you know, it's all, I'm so sorry, you shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. So you can either do the right thing now, or you'll be forced to try to do the right thing when you're 35. I'm trying to help you all avoid that. Some women, it's too late. You know, Joe, I mean, you know, you do this just like I do, man. I mean, you see this stuff. How many 35-year-old single moms, two kids, three kids, would love a man like what they had when they were 23 and messed them all over?
Every single day, they don't. Every single day you run across another woman who just regrets how she treated a man, who's reminiscing on a good man. She didn't necessarily love him, but she knew that he was a good man. He would have treated her right. I mean, he would have been a father to her kids, to their kids. So, I mean, you don't want to be that woman. You don't want to look back and say, you know, what if I had been a good woman? If I had been a better woman, I would have a better man. I would have a better life. You don't want to have those regrets. Life is too short. That's why we have to make the right decisions the first time around, because, honestly, you don't get a second time around. I mean, you don't get your years back.
You don't. Eric Jerome Brown, who you hear from tomorrow night, he said it very, kept it very real. He said, look, ladies, y'all have a certain shelf life for the amount of time when you can get an elite man. It's not, don't just think it's an indefinite amount of time. There's a certain window. you know. And we're not going to get into exactly what that window is, but just know there is a window. You know, and it does have an expiration date. At some point, you stop being the first choice of these men. So, like Gerald said, you should take advantage of your opportunity when it's there. If you have a good man, same thing goes for the fellas too. Unfortunately, our opportunities are going to be a little bit more. We're going to have a little bit more opportunity, just because there are more women. You know, we have more to choose from. Elite men are extremely rare. You know, more rare than you think. Most women have never even dealt with an elite man, let alone been in a relationship with one. So I want to move on. I want to get into, let you guys know what the men are thinking, because we're all up in Kelly Rowland's head, breaking down, you know, the ramification and the thought process of her being confused and her being sorry for the pain that she's put him through. But last thing I'm going to say about her, she said, "I lost the love of my life. And I lost a friend." That's deep. That's what she said. She said, "I lost the love of my life." The love of her life. Why did she didn't have to lose him. Why did she lose him? Because she couldn't keep her panties up. Because she let her sexual desires overtake what she knew was right. You know, and not only did she lose the love of her life, but she lost a friend. A friend, because if you scroll back up, she said that he was not only good in bed, not only good conversation, but he was a shoulder that she could lean on. Because a lot of these niggas out here just don't give a damn about you. And that's the guy's truth right there. I mean, seriously. You know what I mean? A lot of these dudes could give a damn about you. They don't care about your job. They don't care about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. They don't give a damn about you. Only thing they care about is how fast they can hit it. And what you're going to do when they're hitting. That's all they care about. It's very rare that you will come across a man who genuinely loves you and cares about you. Some of these men play that role like they care. But we, Gerald and I, know a lot of these men don't give a damn about you. Some of you are finding it out the hard way. So if you have a man who genuinely is going to be a shoulder for you to cry on, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Meth Bleek, who remembers that song, Run This, Do My Ladies? You know, remember that song? He said, "Let me console your soul while I palm your ass." Who remembers that line from that song? These men don't care. You could be crying on their show. He said, "Let me console your soul while I palm that ass." These men are just thinking about hitting it. They don't care about you. And she had a man. She lost the love of her life. And she lost a friend. Gerald, I know you remember that line. That's a classic line right there, but it's true.
Absolutely classic line, and you're right. So, so true. And it just goes to show, I mean, these men, they'll say what they have to say, make you feel how you need to feel in order to get what they want, if they don't care about you. If it's all about sex, I mean, anything goes. If you're a jump-off, like we said last night, if he looks at you as a jump-off, anything goes. The way he treats you, the lies he tells you, it's all about one thing. When can I get the sex? How often I can get the sex? You know, and who can I share the sex with? When it's all said and done, it's all about the sex.
Right, that's real talk. I mean, seriously. So if you got something good, and I give this advice, it's probably some of the most frequent advice that I give to men. If you have a good woman, hold on to her, treat her right. But ladies, if you got a good man, hold on to him and treat him right, because we need love too. You know what I'm saying? So the next thing I want to get into, she said, "I lost the love of my life and I lost a friend." And let me just give you an analogy. You know, I used to gamble. I love the gambling analogies, and my wife will tell you, you know, she's seen me sat by my side for hours as I played blackjack. She's seen me be down $400, work my way back up to be up $500. She's seen me lose $1,000, you know, and that is a very uncomfortable situation, to say the least. That's, you know, I lost, to lose money, me losing $20, you know, I don't know if you guys gamble or have gambled, but when you lose money, it does something to you. It almost depresses you. That's why I had to leave gambling alone, because it took me to a place that I didn't like. And, you know, to lose, let's just say $1,000, you know, that was like a ton of bricks hitting me in the head. Seriously, you know what I mean? It's not a terribly huge amount of money, but money is money. And, you know, imagine losing, and that's just stupid, me losing money just for giving it away to the casino. That's, you know, frivolous. Imagine, which is really nothing. I had that money back, you know, a couple days later. That's nothing. But imagine how you feel when you lose the love of your life over a stupid decision. You lose a friend, not because y'all had a falling out, not because they did you dirty, but because you were just stupid. You just chose to go and have sex with your ex, or to walk away from a great situation for a horrible situation. I mean, imagine, you think losing money is bad. How do you think that some of these women deal with that? But the reality is, ask any black man you know. He has at least one story of a woman who did that to him. You know, I guarantee you, 100%. Ask any black, I don't care who it is, not just associated with the show, any black man you know. I ask him, like, yo, have you ever been done dirty? Like, you know, you're a pretty nice guy. Have you ever been done dirty by a woman? Guarantee you they'll tell you yes. That losing that man, that friend, that love of your life will make so many women bitter, depressed. They will be, their lives will be filled with regret, the what-ifs, as Gerald mentioned, the emotional unavailability. That's why you see so many of these women walking around here mad as hell. You know what I'm saying? Mad as hell. Because they know what, they're 35, they're 32, they're pushing 30, and they know what they had when they were 22. They know the type of man, and they would give their right arm to run into a man like that now, at this point in their lives. And that is where it's the regret, it's the just the foolishness, the stupidity. They just think, like, damn, what the hell is wrong with me? And so I just wanted to show it and illustrate it effectively so y'all know what not to do, so you don't end up like, because most of these women mad as hell. Like, I go out. These women don't even speak to me. I'm like, how you doing? What's up? Looking in the opposite direction. Like, goddamn, well, you can't say hi. Hey, how you doing? You know, just looking. And y'all know that some of y'all just don't like to speak. Y'all don't even want to see a man who reminds you of what you had. Nothing wrong with me. I didn't do nothing to you. I'm just saying hello. You looking in the opposite direction, mad as hell. I say hello. You keep walking. Don't act like you don't even acknowledge me. Why? Because I remind you of the mistake you made when you were 21, 22. And now that you're 30, you're depressed over that same mistake. That's why you can't even speak. I'm just being honest with y'all. That's so prevalent in today's society. Y'all, as women, I don't know if you're feeling it or not, but ask men, this is the topic of barbershops all over the country every week, every day. So, I mean, just so y'all know, man, this is a whole new world out here than what you're used to. You got to stop looking at through it through your own eyes and start seeing it through the eyes of men. What are we talking about? What are we experiencing? That's why I do barbershop talk, so y'all can get an idea. Gerald, I mean, you see a lot of these women mad as hell. Do you think that has any effect on them, these mistakes they made?
Oh, man, most definitely. And it goes back to, you know, they meet a nice guy earlier on in their life, and, you know, these guys are, you know, checking at them pretty hard, you know, coming on to them. And they get it in their minds that, you know what, it's always going to be this way. Men are always going to be coming on to me. You know, good guys, you know, are always going to be around. I can deal with the thug right now, but later on there's going to be a good guy who wants me. And they don't look far enough into the future to realize that, you know what, as you get older, I mean, there's going to be a younger lady who, you know, has the body that you had. You know, there's going to be another lady who he's going to be checking for on a different type of way physically. And when you don't have that mental aspect that he's looking for, he's going to remember, you know what, this is how you were, this is how you did me. Are you going to get to a point where you've been done wrongly sexually, or you've done yourself wrongly sexually? And all of these things take a toll on who you are as a person. And you're not going to have the physical anymore like you had it. You're not going to have the mental, the emotional, because you've been done wrongly by all these men. And it's not what you think it's going to be. You're not going to be able to have that good guy all the time. These men aren't going to be checking for you like they were all the time. And if they are, it's just going to be strictly on a sexual basis. So, I mean, it's just so much that ladies don't think about when they're in those earlier years, because it just seems so easy. But the older you get, the harder it gets. That's just a reality of the situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're not going to be checking for you. You know, I mean, just to be real with y'all, you know, and I've broken this down, but just real quick, you know, if you're a 30-year-old guy, 90% of the time you're not going to be checking for the 35-year-old woman with two kids. I mean, you're just probably not. I'm not knocking anybody, but you're not saying that y'all can't be found, but that's not going to be that guy's first choice, you know. So I'm just being honest with you. You know, usually women date older men. Men tend to date younger women, not the other way around. So, you know, you may want to focus, you know, when you're 25, you may want to really do things right the first time. You don't want to try to. My mom always used to tell me, look, there would be times they would cook, and me and my siblings, they'd say, all right, well, y'all wash the dishes. And, you know, so that was our responsibility to wash the dishes. And maybe I wouldn't sweep the floor. I would forget to take out the trash. I wouldn't put the dishes. Whatever I wouldn't do, my mom would come get me out of bed, get my brothers out of bed, get my sister out of bed, and we'd have to come back down. And after beating us with the broom, she'd probably say something. Now, do the job right the first time so you don't have to come back down and do it again. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was. So I'm just passing that information along to y'all. Do the job right the first time. Don't, you got a good dude, you know, treat him right. Don't sacrifice it for the guy, the thug, the ex, you know what I mean? I see the phone lines lighting up. Let's take a couple calls, and I'm going to break down what Young Texas is talking about. We're telling you what we would do, and he tells you right in the song what he's thinking as a result of her actions. I love this song because it shows you both perspectives. It shows you from her perspective, first person, then it tells you from the first person what he's thinking in response to what she did and how he's going to treat her as a result. It's a crazy song. I may have to play it again at the end of the show. But Morgan, I see Morgan on the line. Morgan, what's up with you?
Hey, Davon, how are you?
Good. What's up with you? You feeling better today?
I'm feeling a little better. Definitely a lot better than what I was feeling this weekend.
I know, creeping, man. You got to put a scarf on when you're creeping. You know what I mean? Don't, you know, when you.
Why you got to do that? You always funny.
I'm just messing with you, Morgan. What do you think about tonight's show so far?
Oh, tonight's show was definitely excellent. Actually, although I think a better choice to break down, or maybe your guy can break that down tomorrow, would be Jasmine Sullivan's song, I'm in Love with Another Man. You know, she kind of takes it a little bit even further with that. So, but, you know, Kelly Rowland, you know, she's basically, her song is basically a full example of, you know, what it's like when, you know, you really put all your all into the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? Women spend years. Oh, I've known him for years. I've known him for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. However long, you know, back and forth and everything else. And you give your body to a woman, and it's like, well, you know, what happened? Next thing you know, he's going, you know, to the next person. He's going to someone else and giving them everything that you want. And you're sitting there watching. And it's just like, well, I'm just waiting for them to break up. And it's crazy. That's the other element of it. It's a lot of them, they waiting for them to break up with that other person. They're still sleeping with that ex, but they know that ex has moved on. And it's crazy. It's ludicrous. Why not just walk away, let it go, and, you know, move on to the next thing? Because, it doesn't make sense to hold on to the past, because you'll never get to your future. You're holding back that good thing that's coming to you.
Right,
you know, just be patient.
Right. Just there you go. Be patient. Don't look for that immediate, because let me just touch on what she said lastly. She said, just be patient. Because a lot of y'all want that quick fix. You broke up with somebody, and you're saying, well, damn, all right, now I was with somebody every day, all day, so now I got to be by myself. Right? Well, I don't like being by myself. I'm a relationship type of girl. I don't like just dating. I want to be in a relationship. So what do? You just start dating somebody new? Nah, you can't do that. You got to be patient. You have to be by yourself at some point. Some of y'all have been in relationships nonstop since the time you were 18, and now you're 30. There's never been a point in your life where you were single, and then now, but you can't wonder what you forget, or you can't figure out why you're single and can't find a husband, or aren't being found by a husband. So you know you have to take that time to yourself. Let's take some more calls. I see a call from the 601. Welcome to the Date on Tober Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? You called in earlier. What you've been listening in? What are your thoughts?
No, I have problems myself. Okay, I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship with a boy for 2 years, and it seems like I put my all into the relationship. I go to school and I work also, but you know, he love the street, but at the same time, he always calling me a B. And I try to walk away, try to get out the relationship, but some keep pulling me back. I don't know what else to do, but I want to leave.
Okay, so you said he loves the streets?
He loves the streets.
Okay, so you've been with him for 2 years. He's been cheating on you, right?
Yes, just the other day I had found he had left his cell phone up in his truck. So I had went to take my baby to the doctor, and I checked his phone because, you know, he was hiding his phone. He always said his phone didn't have no service. So he was hiding his phone. And, you know, somebody told me get up and go. So the phone was up in the truck up on the seat. So I got the phone and I looked through it. So one girl texted him whatever, what's up, baby? Something like this, my hormones acting all up and like this. And he gonna tell me that she wasn't nothing but a friend. If she was a friend, why would she tell you she can't wait to F you? Her hormones acting up. You know, he said.
Let me ask you a question there. So I bet he thought he was pretty smart. You're probably looking like he's an idiot. He's trying to lie to you and say she's just a friend. That's the stupidest excuse that you ever. You're probably thinking about you must be an idiot. That's what you're thinking about him, right?
Uh-huh. And, you know, I asked him about it or whatever, and he told me it was, you know, she wasn't nothing but a friend. If she was your friend, why did you let her text you something like that? But you told me that, you know, it wasn't nothing like that. Let me just ask you this.
So he's pretty stupid, but let me just ask you, like, if he's stupid for giving you that BS excuse, no disrespect, but what does that make you for going back to him?
See, I'm in the hospital right now with my baby. I'm not with him. But at the same time, he know I'm leaving him because I'm a good person. I go to school. From school, I go to work. I don't have no time, you know, not even for my kids, but I do. I do have time for my kids. I make time for my kids.
Okay, so but you know you need to leave this dude alone, right?
Yes, I do, but, I love him so much, but, you know, I'm tired of being hurt because I'm not doing wrong. When I go to school, he say I'm cheap. When I go to work, he say I'm cheap. And my mama always told me, she said, if the male always accuse you of cheap, it gets the other way around. He's doing something that he don't supposed to be doing.
Right. I'm going to be honest. There's a reason why I knew that he was cheating on you. That wasn't even a question. I already knew that from the door. As soon as you called, I knew he was cheating. That's why I said he's cheating, right? The reality is, if a man is cheating, or if he's lying to you, most likely he's cheating on you. So, you know, you're putting your life in danger. You're jeopardizing the lives of your children, the safety of your children, by dealing with a man who's in the streets. He's cheating on you. He's lying to you. He's manipulating you to do what he wants you to do. You know, if not for yourself, you got to leave just for your kids. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have them around that type of negativity. If the sex is what it's about, just know that, you know what I'm saying, there's somebody else better who will give you not just the sex, but the emotional connection that you want. If you have to go through somebody's phone, you have to you know, set them up, try to catch them in something. That's not the right situation for you. That's not somebody you want to surround yourself by. So I thank you for calling in and being the only woman honest enough and brave enough to actually say, you know what, you know, I'm going to prove you wrong, Dayton. I'm going to call in, and I'm actually going to share my story. And but you got to take the next step and just walk away. Don't settle for anything. You know what I'm saying? You know you want more than that. If you need me to help you, email me at askdayton@gmail.com. I counsel a lot of women. 90% of the women I talk to on a daily basis are in your situation. To be honest with y'all, a lot of these women that y'all hear calling into the show from time to time are people whose lives I've changed personally. So, you know, have been in the same exact situation as you. If you'd like to, you know, you need further counseling, hit me up, 855-55-39. Anybody else that goes for y'all too. Gerald, you know, hearing this young woman's story is very sad to hear because so many women are in her exact situation. What advice can you give as well?
Well, we don't really know exactly what her situation is as far as, you know, is he the father of any of her children? I think she said kids as in plural. Don't know if he's the father of any of her children, which would make it, you know, harder for her to leave. But, you know, she just has to really understand what she's getting herself into or what she's dealing with right now. Because, see, sometimes we know what's going on, but we really don't know what's going on. We don't know how dire of a situation that we could actually be putting ourselves in. You see, she's so worried about how much she loves this man that she's putting, you know, what's most important secondary, and that's her child or her children, because she already knows this man's cheating. You knew he was cheating. I know that he's cheating, and she has to realize that this man could kill her. This man could sleep with somebody else and bring a disease to her, and then she won't be around for her kids. So now her kids are having to live with, you know, grandma, grandpa, or the state, whatever the case may be. But you can't let a man take you away from your kids. And by him just blatantly cheating, I mean, telling you lines along the lines of, oh, she's just a friend, hiding a phone inside the truck. I mean, that just says how much respect he has for you, which is none. It says how much he truly loves you, which is not at all. I mean, you are nothing more than a convenience for him, somebody he looks at as probably, and no disrespect, but probably just some freak. I mean, especially if he's not the father of any of your kids, if he's just somebody around having sex with you, trust me, he doesn't think anything of you. You know, you say you're working, you're going to school, he's in the streets. You know what you are? You're a place for him to sleep, or a place where he can sleep. You're somebody he can have sex with. You're somebody he can borrow the car. He can get some money from you, things of that nature. I know dudes like this. I know this is what they do. If he's not the father of your kids or child or whatever, then he's talking about you like you wouldn't even believe. You're absolutely nothing to him, just somebody he can. He's saying she's just a friend, and he's telling your boys, his boys, that you're just somebody he's effing with, somebody he's chilling with. So you got to really smarten up, and if you won't put yourself first, no, put your children first, because when it's all said and done, you know what, they have to be taken care of. And if you say you're such a great mother and you're trying to be a great woman, then you have to truly be a great mother. And the way to do that is to not put your own life in danger where you could be taken away from them. So if you won't do it for yourself, as Dayton said, do it for your kids. And the way to do it for them is to live for them. And trust me, if this man is cheating like that and running around, I mean, it's a great possibility that he can take your life from you just by having sex with other women.
Oh, yeah, definitely. HIV is the number one killer among African-American women between the ages of 18 and 24. It's the leading cause of death from exactly these types of situations. You're probably letting this dude hit it raw. He's having sex with these other girls in the street, in the hood, you know, and then he brings you home something. So that's how it goes. You know what I mean? That's how HIV is so prevalent in the black community, especially amongst black women. Y'all letting these niggas hit it raw. Now, not that was just, you know, not necessarily to you specifically, but I'm pretty sure you're letting them hit it raw. You know what I mean? So you just got to walk away. You know, respect yourself, protect yourself, and just walk away. You know you deserve better. So, I mean, you're still here. Where are you calling in from? Down south, I see, somewhere.
Then the baddest part about it, you know, we stay together. And it's like, you know, I want some free. It's like my life is just not going right. Besides my kids and myself, seems like don't nothing go right. That's how he makes me feel.
So what are you going to do?
We stay together. I want to get out of it.
Can you get out? Do you have somewhere else to go?
Yes, I have somewhere else to go. But the thing is, by us staying together, I'm going to have to, you know, face him. But I don't want to face him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to be around him.
All right. Well, I mean, definitely. I mean, I want to hear more about this. Definitely email me at askdaydon@gmail.com because I want to give you a free session. You know what I mean? No cost. I just want to help you. You know what I mean? I want to help you, and I guarantee I can help you get out of this situation. 90% of the women I talk to on a daily basis are in similar situations. Email me, askdaydon@gmail.com. We'll set something up, as I've done for many women. Let's go back to the phone lines because this stuff is real. You know what I mean? It's a little off the topic, but this is, at the end of the day, Ask Stay Don Advice Monday. So we'll make time. If you guys need help, you guys have questions, you know, call in. You know, we're here for you. You know, we'll take any call, 646-200-0366. Hit the number 1 on your keypad, but just, you know, just know that you deserve better than that. You know, yes, you live with him. It seems like there's no way out, but we'll work it out together. We'll figure it out. Let's see another call on the line. 267-516. Welcome to the Daydon Tolbert Show.
Hey, Daydon, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I called earlier, but I don't know what happened. Like, we got disconnected or something. But I've been listening to your show for, I'll say, the past 6 months now, after I got out of my last relationship. And I don't know how to tell my story without telling the whole story, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
I'm 25 years old, and I was in a relationship since I was 15 with my daughter's father. We broke up about 3 years ago, and I left that relationship and jumped right back into another relationship, knowing that I wasn't ready. I was emotionally unavailable, but I still did it. Because I felt like I didn't want to be by myself. I didn't want to be alone. And I started messing with this guy. We've been dating for like 2 years now. The crazy thing is we're not dating anymore, and it's not because I didn't love him or that I still wanted my ex. It was because we just were two completely different people. And the crazy thing is, we were together for 2 years, and I never even met his parents. Like, he met everybody in my entire family, but I never met his parents. I never met anybody that he knew. But we were together for 2 years, and I believe that it was because of his religion, and I did listen to your talk show about Muslims dating Christian women and things like that. But back on the topic, my whole thing is going back to the ex. I don't know why I do it. It's just that I guess I just don't like to be by myself. And I decided about a month ago that I was like, you know what, this is it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to keep getting my feelings hurt because this man isn't what's right for me. And who's to say that I'm right for this man? Honestly, was I even ready to get back into a relationship? And I can't answer that with a straight answer and say yes. The only thing that I can say is I did love him, but was I ready to fully give my emotions to someone else?
Right,
so
let me jump in here for a second. And I'm just going to ask you, do you want me to tell you what's going on? Do you want me to be real, like, you know, how real I see you?
Of course. Of
okay.
course, that's the whole purpose of this call. I want you to be as real as possible because how am I supposed to grow and become a better woman if I don't acknowledge my own flaws or faults? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, cool. And I just didn't want you to, because you know how I do this and how I say things, and I'm going to be 100% real with you. So, and I'm going to tell you what's going on here, and it's similar to what you said, but it's a little bit more to it. you acknowledged and you self-reflected and you knew that and know that you were and still are emotionally unavailable. As I say just about every night, you know, when men encounter emotionally unavailable women, it does not go well. From the door, we can sense it, especially if you're talking about an elite man. Anybody can sense it. Elite men just have a keen ability to do it better than most, but even the average of average men can still sense it. It's just going to be a difference in how he treats you. So you said that after, you know, leaving your ex and jumping into this new situation, 2 years you were, quote, unquote, with him, but you never met his peoples. You never met his friends. You never met his family. Let me just tell you a little brief story real quick, and I was going to share this before you called. Actually, it's interesting how just the exact same situation. Long story short, I was out in the club with my homies, and I ran into this young woman. I've told this story before. Some of you may remember it was a while ago. Ran into this young woman, and she said, "Hey, Daydon, what's up?" Now, I meet a lot of people every day. I didn't recognize her. I don't even think I'd ever met her, but obviously she knew me. She said, "Hey, Daydon, what's up?" I'm like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, what's up? Where your friend at?" Because I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who she was referring to. Long story short, what was going on is she said, "Well, you know, your friend is tripping. You know, yeah, we've been together, but he acting all weird. How come he ain't introducing me to nobody? He acting like he ain't trying to be there all like that. We've been together all this time, and he's still playing games, and he ain't trying to act like this and that." And I was, what was going on is she referred to him, my friend, as her boyfriend. She said, just like you said, "We were together." It's a really interesting coincidence. I swear that was the next story out of my mouth before you called. This woman and him were not together. I had never met her. You know what I'm saying? If that was one of my best friends, if that was his girl, he would be claiming her. I would have met her. The people he's closest to would have known all about her. I had never seen her a day in my life. So the moral of the story is, just because you think you're with somebody doesn't necessarily mean you're with him. I called him up. I said, "Yo, my man, I ran into your girl." He said, "Which one?" He said, "Who? He said, "Who you talking about?" I said, "Your girl." She said you were her dude. He said, "Come on, man." He said, "Come on." He said, "Who you talking to?" He said, "Yo, it's me." I said, "Oh, my bad. You right. Well, look, this chick you knocking off, you know what I mean, basically saying all this stuff about you, asking me a whole bunch of questions." And he was like, "Oh, all right. Oh, are you talking about?" He described him out. Brown skin, a little thick, you know, short hair. I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, okay, that chick." So he was dealing with multiple other women. If you guys catch my drift, if you catch my drift, I know you may not want to believe this, but you know, if you've been listening for 6 months, you know what happens to emotionally unavailable women. Emotionally unavailable women attract the liars, the dogs, the players, the non-committal type of guys, the average guys, the deadbeats, the thugs, the guys into the streets, all that. That's what you attract. That's why you never met his family, because he saw you from the door as being emotionally unavailable. If you're emotionally unavailable, why would he want to wife you? He was never trying to wife you. You were never with him. He was having sex with other women. He was bringing them home to mom. He was bringing them home to meet his boys, not you. Not because you're a bad person. You seem like a great person, great, nice personality, well-spoken. You don't seem like a bad person. But you are, by your own admission, emotionally unavailable. That's why. So he was never taking you seriously. You know what I'm saying? These men would, like Gerald said, like I said, I mean, we will have sex with you. Don't get it twisted, ladies. These men will have sex with y'all like it ain't nothing. But as far as giving you that chivalrous treatment, you know what I'm saying, like introducing you to mom, grandmom, his best friends, that will never happen. As long as you you're thinking, oh, you said it didn't work out because whatever, we went our separate ways or we just went on the same page. No, it was none of that. He was never trying to wife you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is because of your emotional unavailability. So what you need to do at this point, cut off whatever you got going on with that ex. That's a wrap. That's keeping you from what, you know, God wants for you, from what you want for yourself. You got to cut that off, cut everybody off, be by yourself, get your mind right, get your emotions right, and that's when, you know, you'll be able to move on with your life. Gerald, what advice can you give to this young woman?
I mean, it's all about taking the time to heal. And she said it herself how she jumped into a new relationship with this dude who she supposedly dated for 2 years. She jumped into a relationship with him because she didn't want to be alone. And a common mistake that so many women make is when they break up with somebody that they care about, somebody that they love, and they meet somebody new, they want to tell that new man all about that old relationship, how he did her wrongly and how much she hurt him, how much she doesn't think that it's going to take a while for her to be in love again, to be able to trust the man, and all the issues that she had with her past relationship. And I'm quite sure that this young lady had that conversation about her ex, her first ex, with her now ex. And once you do that, ladies, in most cases, that man already looks at you and says, okay, there's no way that I'm going to put up with this. Too many women believe that these men are going to be okay with that, and they're going to do all that it takes to make them feel better and to climb these barriers and these walls, and they're going to rescue them from this despair that they're feeling. And that is really not the case in most cases. It doesn't work that way. So as soon as you say to that man, okay, he hurt me and he did me wrongly, this new man says, okay, I'll just have sex with her for 2 years, for 5 years. I'll tell her just what she needs to hear to make it seem like I truly care. And she said that, you know what, we just didn't like each other. We just didn't, we just went our separate ways. But, you know, this man who she met, I mean, from the jump, once he knew about how emotionally unavailable she was, how not ready she was to be in a relationship, he already put her into a category of, you know, just something I'm going to sleep with. He didn't care to make her like him. All he cared about was having sex with her. So, ladies, I mean, you have to be a little wiser about these situations. Take the time to truly heal so you won't go into a new relationship talking about all the wrong that your ex has done, because all that says is, you know what, you still care about him, you still love him. If not, you're still hurt by the things that he did, and you're still thinking about him. Therefore, you can't truly think about and show me, the new man, what I want to see, how I need, treat me the way I need to be treated, because you're stuck in the past. You got to let the past go, take the time to heal, and then move on with your life.
Right, that's great advice, and it's the type of advice that women need to hear. You know, what we're saying every night is, you can't, yeah, it's like that movie Final Destination. You know, they thought they could do everything to cheat death. They figured they would do this and do that, and they would eventually, you know, beat it and cheat it and, you know, escape it, but at the end, you know, it always caught back up with them. A lot of women, they feel like, you know, they can cheat their emotional unavailability. They can, I'm just going to date him, and I'm just going to do this, and da-da-da, you know, it will never fail. It will catch, whether you marry the guy, whether you get into a relationship with him, eventually, if you're emotionally unavailable when it starts, it will catch up to you, and that situation will go downhill fast. The stuff will hit the fan. Maybe not now, maybe not next year, but eventually, it, you know, you must be emotionally available or else it will be nothing. I don't know how else to say it. You cannot cheat it. You've been listening. You know, was that too real for you? How do you feel hearing what me and Gerald have to say?
I mean, I feel like you're absolutely right. Everything that you're saying, I did do. I did explain to him about my past and everything that I did and went through with my ex. And the only positive thing that I can actually say that came out of that situation was I wasn't in a situation where I was unhappy. He put up this wall that made me happy, that everything that I didn't get in my past relationship, he made sure that I got within this relationship. He did things with my daughter that her own father never did. He taught her how to ride a bike. Our relationship was good for the most part, I can honestly say. He's mostly here with me all of the time. But I'm not saying that I don't think that he was out there doing his thing. I don't put that past anybody. What I'm saying is if he did, he covered it up very, very well. My only thing was me not meeting his parents. He told me that it had something to do with his religion because he's a Muslim. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know or not, but dating Muslims, dating non-Muslims, how that go, whatever, you're supposed to get married, blase, blase, here, that, and the third. But I thought that was a bunch of bull crap. But I still stayed because it was like I was in love with this man. Even though I wasn't ready to put myself back into a situation, even though I thought I was, I waited a whole year before we decided to mess with each other again. Our relationship was good. It's just that, you know, he felt like I didn't love him to the point that I would be submissive and that I was too independent to be with him because I felt like, you know, he wanted us to move in together. And I was like, no, I just got out of a relationship with my ex. And I had family moved in on my own, got my own place. I have a child. I'm not going to jump into a situation where it's not just me that I have to sit here and consider. I have a seven-year-old daughter that I have to consider that if I take away her security, you know, I'm putting that security and everything in your hands. But in all actuality, I'm still your secret. How are you going to create a family and be a family with me and my child, but I'm still a secret to your family and your friends?
Right.
I need to let that go.
Let me jump in right there. You definitely need to let it go. And there's more to this because I don't want y'all to think that, like, when I talk about stuff in these sessions, like, I'm trying to sell y'all. It's not about that, but it's genuinely a lot of people, like, you with you, this young woman right here, the previous young woman who called, even the young woman from last week who called in. This is a process, you know. You're going to need ongoing help. It's not like, okay, what do I do? I tell you what to do, and you do it, and that's it. That's not, you know, you walking away. I told y'all earlier, what the heck did I say earlier? I said that leaving, this is how I started the show off. And these calls are just confirmation of that. I said in the very first thing I said on this show was both leaving and getting over a dead-end relationship are two of the hardest things to do sometimes. Family, friends, and relationship experts can only do so much for you. At some point, you have to ask God for strength to leave and stay going. God helps those who help themselves. So, I mean, that's very true. And you got to help yourself by getting that necessary help, that necessary counseling to help you stay strong and to walk that path of leaving because it's nothing harder. I've never been on drugs. I've never done drugs. I don't know what it's like to be addicted. But believe me, leaving a bad situation where you're sexually and emotionally attached, like you are, like the young woman was, is hard as hell. And you can't do it by yourself. So, you know, hit me up. Email me, call me, 855-55-DATON, askdaton@gmail.com. That's what we do. You're not alone. 90% of the women I talk to every day are in these exact situations you guys hear about. You at home, many of you are single in the same situation, can't leave. Hit me up, too, privately, anonymously. Nobody has to know. It is what it is. I want to finish up. This is deep stuff, guys. This is no joke. This is real life stuff. You know, I mean, the radio doesn't get realer than this, just so y'all know. You know, and this we're really taking this stuff seriously. But one of the things that, you know, we've been talking from a woman's perspective. We've been talking about, you know, what goes on in the minds of women. You've even heard from women as far as what they were thinking. But I want to flip it real quick, and then we're going to get ready to get out of here. But I want to break down his verse again for y'all. At the end, one of the things he says and it is, part of me wants her back, but part of me can't pardon she. And what he means by that is, and just to break it down, he says, I still love her. You know, and this is the nice guy, in case, you know, y'all forgot. This is the good dude who was done dirt. He said, part of me wants her back, but part of me can't pardon she. So it's like, even though he loves her, even though he wants her back, the way that she hurt him, he will never be able to forgive her, never be able to take her back and look at her as his queen. Now, that's the thing about it. She is going to want him and try to get him back once the stuff hits the fan with the ex. because they always come back. They're not so sure in the beginning. They're confused, as they say. You know, you shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. Yeah, she was confused then. But if you're, you know, we don't want you. If a woman isn't sure about whether she wants me, guess what? I won't want her later. You know what I mean? So just so you know, Joe, can you relate to that line at all? Say that was you that got done dirty. You know, would you, or, you know, she wasn't sure. Would you be willing to revisit that situation a little bit later in life?
No, not definitely wouldn't. And that's exactly what he's speaking of. I mean, he didn't go into great detail or anything, but, I mean, that's how it is. And if you don't want that man now, he won't want you later. And he'll still be with you in, you know, in the physical, but you'll never truly have his heart again. Once he's given you his heart and you've, you know, damaged it, you've betrayed his trust, whatever the case may be, I mean, you're not going to get that back. That's going to be for another woman. But he'll still be with you for 2 or 3 years. He'll still act like he wants this to work, and he may even be contemplating it. But when it's all said and done, it's not going to be the same, and he's not going to love you the way that he loved you before.
Right. Oh, not at all. Ladies, once you go from being looked at as somebody's wife to being looked at as somebody's jump off, or you hurt him, or just he loses that respect, it's over for you. I don't care what these men say. It will never, just like they say when a woman's fed up, I don't know what y'all think these men are, you know, if y'all think these men are sweet or what, that you can just do whatever, you can go throw him some ass real quick and it'll be all good. It ain't all good. It's a wrap. He may still have sex with you. He still may tell you whatever, but it's a wrap. It's over. You know what I'm saying? He'll be cheating on you. He will never look at you the same. You'd be better off just walking away and starting over rather than wasting the next 5 years of your life thinking that you can get things back to how they used to be. It will. I'm trying to tell y'all, they will never be like they used to be. So just so you know, these men won't tell you that, but I'm telling you that it will never be the same. And just like it would never be the same with many of you. Yeah, like I said, that song R. Kelly wrote is real. Now, another thing he said, so the breakup is over. She was with him. She broke up with him, went back to the ex. Now, they probably run into each other every so often. He said, and that the ex didn't work out. Now, a year later, now she's not even with him no more. He did her wrong. Even though she left a good man, went back to the ex played her. Now she's seeing the other dude trying to get back. He says, in the song, he says, every time I see her, I see the hurt in her eyes. You know what I'm saying? He sees the hurt in her eyes. Do y'all think I don't see these women around right now with hurt in their eyes? Y'all think I don't run into some of these women from my past who tried to play games with me? And I don't. You think I don't see the hurt in their eyes every time they see me? It's written on your faces, ladies. You know what I'm saying? That's why that hurt that we see in your eyes. You would think he listened to the Dayton Tolbert show, the way he's talking about emotional. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about emotional unavailability. We see the hurt in your eyes. Wow, man, this stuff is crazy. You know, we see it. It's written all over your face. So when I run into these women, it's like they're depressed, they're lonely, they're miserable because of the decisions. So that tells me, that tells Gerald, okay, you know, you're emotionally unavailable. I'm good. I'm not trying to really rap to you like that. Now, you still look good. I still, you know, maybe have sex with you, but as far as anything else, it's over. So, it doesn't matter. All men are alike. This is a fictional character. This is Young Texas, you know, one of Kelly Rowland's people from who knows where he's from. He said straight up, every time I see her, I see the hurt in her eyes. He basically just confirmed what I say every night. Joe, it's the same. Can you help the ladies understand what that? They think they can fool us. They think they can be having sex with their exes and still date us, but they don't understand that we can see the hurt in their eyes.
Very easily. I mean, and when you can see that, I mean, it says to that man, okay, I can have my way with her. Whether I want to add more pain to her just emotionally, whether I want to, you know, try and take some of that pain away or act like I'm trying to take that pain away. And in most cases, that means have sex with her, you know, comfort her during sex, you know, be that shoulder to cry on, or act like we're going to get back together, whatever the case may be. I mean, it says to him, you know what, I could have her if I wanted to. I mean, she messed up. She's yearning for me. She's missing me. So I could have my way with her. And it's just a cruel game that men can play. And that's why it's so important that you don't put yourself in that situation. But these men definitely, they'll see it inside of you, and they'll take advantage of it.
Right, right, exactly. It's not right. We're not excusing it. We're not saying it's your fault because, you know, men should not do that stuff. But the reality is that is what will happen. When we see the hurt in your eyes, you will be taken advantage of. It's just life. If you go to the park with a whole bunch of perfume on, you will be stung by mosquitoes. If you spread honey over you, you know, you will most likely be stung by a bee. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You know, if I wrestle with my dog, he probably will bite me. I'll end up getting at least one scratch because we play rough. You know, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Now, that's one of the most deepest things right there, that whole I see the hurt in her eye. I didn't even realize how deep it was when I was putting this show together, but it's crazy. Another thing that he says that is equally deep, he says, my homies are looking at me like you know better. And I want to talk about that for a little bit. Let's talk about that. Because he said, my homies were looking at me. Ladies, I don't think you realize how important the approval of a man's friends is. You may think that's immature. You may think whatever, but it really doesn't matter what you think because that is how it is. These men are going to go with what their friends think. They're going to care. These are their best friends, people they've known for years. I mean, he said, my homies are looking at me like, you know better. You know she's still in love with her ex. You know she's still letting her ex hit it. You know that she's not really totally there with you. What's up with you, man? Why are you tripping? So, you know, I mean, they could tell that she was still in love with her ex. They could tell all that. And he said, my homies were looking at me like, yo, you know better. If this was me, you'd be telling me the same thing. You know better. Why are you doing that? So it's not a question of whether or not y'all can hide it. It's just a matter of, you know, do we want to see it? Do we want to acknowledge it? And he did a great job in that verse of, you know, just articulating how he was feeling or how someone in that position would be feeling. Jared, how about that, man? Help the ladies understand, like, how important these men's friends are and how influential they can be.
Very influential. I mean, that friend's going to be telling this man, listen, you're no longer a lady. Once you play, you know, his homie, once you play him, you know, the friend looks at you as, you know, another freak. Don't mess with that freak. Don't mess with that hoe. I mean, you're not respectable in the friend's eyes anymore. And the man, he's not going to have a problem with them saying these things about you anymore because they're looking out for him. You did him wrong. You did him dirty. So they're going to be saying, yo, if anything, yo, just F the chick, leave her alone. Don't do anything else with her. You know how she gets down. They're going to be a constant reminder of how you were in love with somebody else. You were probably sleeping with somebody else. Whether you were or not, they're going to be saying all these things because now if they're true friends, they no longer like you. So they're going to say any and everything to make sure that he does not get back with you because nobody wants to see their boy getting laughed at, getting played. So they're going to make you out to be a hoe, whether you are or not.
Right. You have to. Y'all maybe have experienced what y'all call, oh, he had his homies in his ear. Well, guess what? Yeah, we're going to be in his ear. That we're not going to let our homie go out like that. Remember Ray J? You know what I'm saying? They all talked. He was like, all right, well, look, what y'all think? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about like, it's down to these two. What y'all, I mean, what's up with so-and-so? What's up with, you know, Miss Barry? What y'all think about it? What do y'all, you know, it's a reason Ray asked his homies, what's up with these two? He's like, yo, I got to let you know. She smashed the homies. You know what I mean? And that's when they had the little jokey joke. You know what I mean? But the reality was, because that one chick smashed the homies, that totally took her out of the running for being wifey. I mean, that's a little bit off the subject, but you guys see where I'm going with it. He was feeling her. He was like, damn, for real? And he's like, yeah, she smashed the homie, you know, and then it was a wrap for her. So these men's friends are going to be extremely influential, and they're often going to be able to see the things that often blind us. Because we may actually have feelings for you, but if it gets by us, and it very rarely will, you better believe our friends are going to be looking out for us. Now, another thing you know, she was still most likely, they didn't say it in the song, but if you're still in love with your ex 90% of the time, you're probably going to be being propositioned by your ex. The ex is still going to hit it. So what am I talking about? You're going to, many of you make yourselves hoes, you know, because you're still in love with your ex. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you having sex with your ex one night and then kissing and hugging and maybe having sex with your actual boyfriend or whoever the next night. And that's, you know, that's hoish behavior, just so you know. You know what I mean? So don't let anybody make you a hoe. You know, many of you don't like that term. If you don't like the term, don't exhibit the qualities. You know what I mean? Don't be a hoe. Don't have sex with one person and then have sex with somebody else the next night, you know, or even anywhere in that whole cycle. You know, just so you know, if you're having sex with multiple people and the baby could be, you know, it's a question of who the baby would be if you became pregnant, I think we can all agree that's hoish behavior. Just so you know, many of y'all will have sex with two different men, two different weekends. I believe that to be hoish behavior. I mean, you guys could be, you know, you may feel differently. But my point is, these men are going to be looking for certain types of women when it comes to elite men. And either you're going to be that woman that they're looking for, or you're going to end up with these other guys. Joe, anything to add to that before we get ready to wrap it up? Because I got a couple more points and we're going to get out of here.
I mean, just ladies, listen to what's being said. I mean, you always want the man that you desire to look at you in a respectable way. Once he loses that respect for you, I mean, it's just almost impossible to get it back. And if you do get some of it back, you're not going to get all of it back. And if you don't have it all, then he's not going to treat you like all of the woman that you are. He's going to treat you as less of a woman.
Right. That's real talk right there. This is one of the last thing I want to say about him, because he killed this verse. I'm going to play this song again as we get out of here tonight. But just so if you missed it earlier, and I feel sorry for if you did, but it's a crazy song. I'm going to post it on Facebook again. I love this song. One of my top five favorite songs ever. I could blast this song, and I actually do blast it in my car, top down, driving down the street, blasting Still in Love with My Ex. Yeah, I do. It is what it is. Don't judge me. But seriously, but I actually do. But one thing that he says in here is stop the phone calls, voicemails, etc. Shorty, keep the ring. Forget the day I ever met you, which is crazy right there, because you could hear the passion. I don't know if this really happened to him or what, because you could actually hear it in his voice. You know what I'm saying? He's actually mad as hell. You know what I'm saying? He says, stop the phone calls, stop the voicemails, etc. And what he means by that is she's hitting him up trying to make up for her mistake. She's trying to get him back. So she had a great man who was everything she looked for, shoulder to cry on, soldier, you know, looks good, all that stuff, all the qualities women look for. She left him to go back to the ex who did her dirty. And now she wants him back. Now she's blowing him up, and he's telling her straight up, stop the phone calls, stop the voicemail, stop all that. He says, look, yeah, I spent all that money on the ring. We talked about the ring earlier, thousands of dollars. Let's say it's Kelly Rowland. That's a pretty expensive ring, you know what I mean, to be sitting on her finger. He said, look, you can keep the ring. He said, I don't even want the ring back. He said, you can keep the ring. Forget the day that I ever met you. That's how hurt these men are. That's the effect. So he went from being the nicest guy ever to just saying, you know, just forget you ever met me. You know what I mean? And that's deep. To make a man say that, because I'm sure, and this is actually what really happens, usually these men will allow you somewhat back in and just have sex with you and never really, you know, commit again and just keep smashing. He said, look, I'm not even trying to do that with you. You know, just stop the phone call. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't do none of that. Keep the ring. Forget I ever met you. I want you out of my life. So, ladies, my point is that's what's going to happen to you if you do this type of stuff. There is no second chance. You don't get second chances. Women often like to ask, well, they know, how come women are more forgiving than men? I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're not. we're just not as forgiving as you. You get one chance. If you mess up, it's a wrap. If you cheat, if you lie, if you make a bad decision by going back to your ex, you got to live with that decision. You know what I mean? I know me. I wouldn't take you back. Gerald wouldn't take you back. No man I know or associate would take you back. So you need, if you, you know, she said, you shouldn't have to suffer because I'm confused. If you're confused, you better, I mean, that's the decision you got to live with. Gerald, how about that, man? Forget the day I ever met you.
Man, that's how it is. I mean, it's almost 100% true. I mean, the only part missing is, well, that phrase usually comes after, you know, he's had sex with her a few more times. And that's when it's normally, you know, don't talk to me anymore, don't call me anymore. And that's when you realize what you had a little too late. You know, when you have something good for men and women, you know what? Take care of it right then and there, because when it's gone, if you get it back, it's not going to be what you wanted.
You would think, like I said, these lyrics, this is an old song. This song was probably written before we even started doing the show. Been doing the show for about 2.5-3 years. You know, this song was off Kelly's first album, I believe, so at least 5 years ago. So, I mean, this stuff has been around. You know, it doesn't even matter. This is how black men think. It doesn't matter who you are, elite men, non-elite. I mean, this is what happens when you do a man wrong. And it's interesting because you often don't hear, you know, stuff like this. You don't hear how black men think. We often hear about how women think. We hear a lot of these forums and blogs and articles and TV shows and radio shows and, you know, people like Steve Harvey who just sell out black men and, you know, tell black women what they want to hear. You know, you hear them focusing on that stuff, The View, Wendy Williams, Monique. Everybody's worried about what women are saying, but very rarely do you actually get an accurate depiction of how black men feel when they're done wrong. That's why we do this show here, so you guys can hear Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, you know what I mean, Keeping It Real Fridays, where we keep it extra real with y'all. So that's my show tonight, you know what I mean? Like, I hope y'all got something from it. Most of y'all, we heard multiple women tonight telling their stories, how they are dealing with exes, dealing with boyfriends who are not treating them right. They've had, I'm sure, the young woman, the second young woman or the first young woman who called in, I'm sure she's met good dudes, you know, who are interested in her, but I'm sure she kind of fleed them off because she, you know, couldn't and still can't seem to let go of this dude. You know, same thing with the other young woman who called. I'm pretty sure other dudes were trying to holler, but, you know, they saw that she was emotionally unavailable, and that's what will happen. And so you got to break the cycle, ladies. Gerald, any last-minute words of wisdom, and let everybody know where they can check you out online and maybe get some of your books?
Oh, man, most definitely. Check me out at www.geraldhoward.com, geraldhoward.com, and, you know, just leaving the ladies with, you know, just love yourself first. I mean, don't put all your love into a man that's not going to give you that same amount of love back. You always have to remember to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you don't put yourself in situations where anyone can hurt you, not him, not yourself, and you take care of yourself. Protect yourself, love yourself.
Protect yourself and love yourself. Nothing could be better than that. Don't settle. Don't settle for love or lust when you really want love. So everybody check out Gerald. Follow him on Twitter, at his Facebook fan page. All that stuff, man. You guys already know about me, DeDonTolbert.com. Add me on Facebook. Join the fan page. Join all the pages. Follow me on Twitter, at DeDonTolbert. Subscribe to my YouTube page. I actually, the last two nights, y'all know what these topics came from? Several months ago, I did a topic yesterday. I did a YouTube video entitled Sex in the Black Church. I did a YouTube video. I just happened to do a two-hour show, on that topic. A lot of these shows come from these YouTube videos and vice versa. Tonight, there's a YouTube video that's been circulating for the last 9-10 months entitled, you know, Sex with Your Ex. So everybody subscribe to my YouTube page. Check all the videos out. It's youtube.com/ Ask Dadon. You can check him out there, or you can just go to DadonTolbert.com, click on the YouTube tab up top, and you'll find it. But at the end of the day, man, you know, this stuff is all about helping black women. We could give advice to men sometimes, that's cool and all, do different specials, but the point of this show is to help black women avoid many of the uncomfortable circumstances that they often find themselves in at the hands of men. That's the point of this show. That's the mission statement. So, you know, that's what you're going to hear 90% of the time, and we make no apologies about it. That's what we're all about. So, I mean, in tonight's show, that's what it was. It's helping you guys understand the ramifications and the repercussions of having sex, being in love with your ex. And tomorrow will be a really good continuation. Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, I'll be joined by Gerald, Dre, and Eric, and probably some other men from around the country, pretty much helping y'all and telling our stories of nice guys finishing last. Because unfortunately, that's, you know, that makes it, it's weird. A lot of your behavior makes us not want to treat you nicely, which is unfortunate. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. If you thought Sunday was good, you thought yesterday or tonight was good, tomorrow night just as good. Every night will be. We try to outdo ourselves every night, just so you know. Morgan, you know, you as a woman listening in, what, you know, any last minute words of wisdom?
Basically, ladies, the best way to get, keep, and maintain a relationship with a good man is to leave your ex alone, period. There's a reason why we have exes, and there's a reason why the moment you break up, the moment that relationship ends, there's no such thing as a relationship that the next man is going to be okay with your ex at all. It's not. It's not healthy for you, and it's not going to be healthy for that good relationship that you want. And that next man is going to wind up being your ex as well. And he's not going to be your friend because he believes the exact words that I'm saying, that there's no such thing as being friends with your ex. There's no mutual platonic relationship. It's BS. It's your way of having a man in the back pocket and, you know, or feeling like you're not alone. Just deal with the fact that you're alone. Get yourself together. Look in the mirror. Self-reflect. Figure out what it is about you that keeps bringing these dogs or players, so to speak, in your way. Fix it, and then you'll be ready for the next man, period.
Wow. Wow, Morgan. You know what? It's official. After that comment, after Gerald's comment, it's official. This is the realest show in the world. Not in the country, not on Blog Talk Radio, in the world. Gerald is the realest man, one of the realest men ever. Morgan is one of the realest women ever. Y'all already know how real I keep it. And that's just what it is. So understand that, accept it for what it is, and continue to listen, and I 100% guarantee your life will be changed. Seriously. That's it. It's no debates. That's just, you know what I mean? Last thing I want to say about that is what Morgan just said. These men, you know, and I wasn't even going to touch on this, but I got to really quickly before we get out of here. A lot of you women, I see it a lot on Facebook. I run into it. Y'all want to keep these men in your back pockets. Just like Morgan said, she's a woman, so she gets it. You know, she knows women better than anybody. You know, y'all want to hold on to these men as insurance policies. You know, you meet these new guys and you say, you're like, oh, who's this dude? Who's that dude on your, oh, no, that's just my friend. No, that's just my friend. You say that's just your friend, but guess what? That's not just your friend. That's your ex-boyfriend who took your virginity 10 years ago, who you occasionally still have sex with. You don't tell him that. You don't tell him that he's also your friend with benefits. You just say, oh, that's my best friend. You know, that's like my brother. No, it's not like your brother. You don't have sex with your brother, okay? So what I'm saying to y'all is y'all think, many of you think you're slick. You think you can just maintain these situations because, like Morgan said, you do not want to be alone. She gets it. I get it. Y'all don't want to be alone, so you say, okay, I'll just keep them around to maintain that companionship, that quote-unquote friendship, but it's a lot more than that. It's your source of emotional unavailability. You cannot, let me just spell this out for y'all. You cannot. Everybody wants their cake and eat it too. You cannot, you will not have an elite man in your life, okay, who will marry you and treat you chivalrously and respect you and do all that stuff that you want. I'm trying to figure out how to say this more definitively than I can. It will not happen for you as long as you have exes in your life. Everybody wants to hold on to the exes. Everybody says, well, they don't. Why can't I just be friends with them? Well, that is why you're single. That is why you're only meeting the dogs. What you're saying, we're just cool. He just comes over to fix things every once in a while. We just, he just writes on my Facebook page. He just wrote a comment. It's just a comment. It's nothing. But you got damn near 3-4 friends, all exes, that's still in your life. I wouldn't want a woman like that. Gerald wouldn't want a woman like that. Dre, Eric, no man wants a woman who's still cool with their exes. Does that mean we're insecure? No. It just means we don't want women who are cool with their exes, because there's going to be that perception. Now, we can get into the debate of why we should be cool with it and how that's not fair and this and that and how things should be, but it's not going to change. That's not the type of woman that we want. Some of these men, don't get it twisted, some men will be cool with it. Some men might, but the elite men of the world will not. So what do you want? Do you want these average dudes who is going to end up having their other faults, or do you just want to cut these other dudes off, the exes off, so you can get what you really want, the man of your dreams, an elite man, the best man, who has all the qualities that you look for? I'm telling you right now, don't be afraid. Some of you, it's like jumping into that cold water. Some of y'all want to, you just want to inch into it. Slowly, it goes up to your waist and it's cold as hell and it's like torture. I could never do it. I just got to jump in. Some of y'all just got to jump into the pool. Just cut them off. Cut the umbilical cord. Stop holding on. Accept the fact that you're single. Okay? It's okay. You'll be all right. Some, like the chick said, she was in relationships since she was 15. Leave the situation alone. All right? That's probably one of the most important pieces of advice I'll give. 90% of y'all all listening at 12 o'clock at night, knowing damn well you got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Who listens to a radio show for 3 hours? Who does that? Unless it's speaking the truth. Y'all don't even watch 3-hour movies. You know what I mean? There's a reason why. And if you don't hear anything else we said, you know what I mean? Cut these exes out of your life and you will see what happens. That's it. I'm done talking. I'm tired. About to go to sleep. Before I go, I want to play this song one more time. If you tuned in late, if you, you missed it, if you just want to, you heard it before we talked about it, and after hearing tonight's show, you want to be like, wow, this is one of the deepest songs I've ever heard. Listen up, and we'll wrap it up. If you thought tonight was good, wait till you hear tomorrow. You never want to miss a night of this show. I promise y'all that. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all riding out for 3 hours. I do get it. That's a lot to ask. Nobody watches 3-hour movies. You know what I mean? Nobody listens to Steve Harvey the whole show. Nobody listens to Mike Basin for 3 hours. The good shows, but nobody listens for 3 hours. I see y'all. Some of y'all been in the chat room since 8:57. I appreciate y'all. That's what it is. Y'all, we're feeling tonight's show, man. Tell somebody. Post these links. Don't be afraid to share it. Y'all don't have to listen to this show in the dark. Y'all don't have to listen to it in secret. There's nothing wrong with wanting more for your life. I know y'all calling from block numbers. I know y'all don't go into the chat room. Some of y'all just listen to DadonTolbert.com. Some of y'all choose to download us on iTunes, because you don't want anybody to know. I post stuff on Facebook. You don't give it. I don't care about that. I don't mind. But just know you don't. There's nothing wrong with this. This is what you need to be listening to. When you're sick, you go to the hospital. You need spiritual guidance, you go to church. You want to change your life and you want love, this is where you come. So tell you. Don't be afraid to tell people. And it is what it is. Thank you all for listening. Here's Kelly Rowland one more time. Still in love with my ex, one of the greatest songs of all time. Thank you all. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Peace.
Kelly.
context.
I never thought that we would break up for the better. Should have never made the promises to each other. So many things I should have said that you didn't know. Coming in from a past with a heavy load. But I knew that you were a good man. Gave me love, you were faithful, it showed on my hands. I know that questions in your mind you don't understand. Through the words of this song, I wanna answer them honestly. Check. Conversation check. A shoulder I can lean on anytime I'm feeling stressed. Check. Good love and bliss. The perfect soldier this. Was about to say I do. Wanna know what the man's so I searching my mind trying to figure it out. And thought I was happy but I'm having some doubt. Think about the answer and I know I'm looking back. Every moment that I stayed, I dug a deeper hole. I was with you, but my heart wouldn't let him go. All my family told me, Kelly, he's the one for you. I know your family love me, and I love them too. I'm so sorry for the pain that I put you through. But you shouldn't have to suffer, cause I'm confused. So much for looking forward to future plans. Lost the love of my life, and I lost a friend. Said to me, security. You were all the things I want, I'm checking everything. You were comforting, romantic man. How could I have said or do when I know I was a man? So I
kept in my mind trying to figure it out. Thought I was happy, but I'm having some doubts. I think I found the answer, and I know I'm
missing.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.